It's time for Benedictine Raven Football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msc.news.net. Benedictine Raven Football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Getting ready for Raven football today and joined by head coach Joel Osborne. Coach, congratulations. What a great game for your team on the road last Saturday at Valley.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. I think that was a big win for our program. It was at their place on homecoming. They came ready to play. We got off to a little bit of a slow start as a team, but really the second, third quarters when we started playing well. Midway through the second quarter and the rest of the game, our defense held them 7 points, and that was off a short field. So I was really pleased with how they made adjustments. And, you know, offensively, I thought we were really pretty much locked in. We had a few explosive plays in the first half we didn't execute, but we ended up having 11 explosive plays, and that's the most we've had all year. And we really executed well in the two-minute drive before half. And then the first drive of the second half, we got a running game going. It was great to see us have that balance between passing and running.
We talk about a lot, and you always tell me when a key to the game for you is always that turnover battle. This week, no Benedictine turnovers, and you forced Valley into giving you the ball.
Yeah, we were plus two in the turnover margin, and that's a really big key. That was the first time on the road we'd won that, and you know that was a big deal. So really proud of our kids for that. You know, we still got some things we got to clean up with penalties. We got a few things we got to check on the rules on the punt block team because we're getting blocked into the punter, and that's what's happening with that. So we'll clean our side of that up. But yeah, really pleased with how we played, and you know, our kids really stayed together, and we had a great crowd too. That was fun to see our crowd there. We traveled to Mid-Missouri. A lot of our Mid-Missouri kids, I feel like they brought their whole town, so which was awesome.
Coach, another Conference Offensive Player of the Week award for Garrett.
Yeah, I think, you know, he'd be the one to tell you that it's a culmination of, you know, everybody, you know, doing their jobs, you know, the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, obviously the offensive line with protection. You know, the thing Garrett did a nice job with was he got us some big yards running the ball when we needed to scramble. But he did a really nice job seeing the field, distributing the ball to a lot of different receivers. So that's the thing right now is everybody looks at our statistics and probably says, we got to stop Jacob Gathright. But, you know, when you're able to complete the ball to 10 other guys as well in a game, that's a big deal.
See, you talked about something I want to get into. Not just Garrett, who's doing a great job. So many other guys participating. 11 guys catching a football, 11 different guys. That's unheard of.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And our philosophy is, you know, as a team, is really not about statistics. It's more about, you know, how can you help our program win? And our kids are doing a good job buying into that. We play a lot of kids. We play about 8 receivers. We play 3 tight ends. We play 4 running backs. So that's why you're seeing that happen is because everybody's got a role, and they're doing a great job with their role.
Talk about the tight ends. Early catches in the ball game. It seemed like for Reed Levi, who got another touchdown. Yep. And then Harry coming up with some nice catches.
No doubt. We were trying to get those guys going right away. You know, the guy that didn't get a catch was Tanner Zimmerman, but he's been doing a great job blocking. And he is a threat in the passing game. But, yeah, happy for those guys. Really, the other guys stepped up for us. Colin Payne had a big game at receiver. He's just a freshman. He just turned 18. And LeBron Jackson, I thought, did a nice job. Ex receiver making some nice catches. He had some really good blocks as well, so that was good to see.
Kind of a breakout for Derek Overstreet, your leading rusher now this last week.
Yeah, Derek had some really nice runs. He had that long 40-yard touchdown run. It was great to see him get in the end zone for the first time in his career. Hopefully, that's the first of many. You know, he's really done a nice job staying with it. You know, he had some struggles there in a few games, but really done a nice job last couple games, and that was good to see.
On Derek's touchdown run, you could see him. He kind of gets through the line, and then you could just see the light bulb come on when he says, I've got this.
Yeah, he exploded. And LeBron Jackson came from the boundary, the ex-receiver, and went and cracked the safety, and the corner followed him, so we got a two-for-one there. And the offensive line did a great job blocking up front, as well as Tanner Zimmerman. You know, on that play that Derek scored, we had seven true freshmen in the game, two offensive linemen, three receivers, a running back, and a tight end. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's incredible. Not everybody's got that kind of youth and that kind of depth.
No, it's very rare.
And then, of course, to round it out, you look at your defense, and, you know, they got settled in, and they were just a nightmare for Valley all day.
Yeah, I thought we did a great job of getting to the pass, getting to the quarterback and getting him hit, getting him down. You know, Lamont Schamberger creates another turnover for us. You know, the big one was right away in their second drive. You know, it was our guys were ready and they were jumping on the missed exchange, and that got us our first touchdown. Nice, easy drive. So, you know, if you look at every game we've had, I think there's been maybe one game where the defense hasn't created a turnover where we've scored off of. And, you know, that's been huge for our success.
Today, in front of a homecoming crowd, you've got Baker coming in. Of all the rivals that Benedictine has right now on the schedule, Baker probably leads the list for a lot of at least the old guys. And, you know, they come in, the record's not sparkling, but they do a lot of things. When you start looking at them, they do a lot of things well.
Yeah, they do. I think it starts with the defense. Got arguably the best player in our conference at Mike linebacker, Mitchell Henry. Defensively, they're giving up 56 yards rushing per game, giving up a whopping 17 points. They held Grandview to 20 points. And if you look at who Grandview's, I'm not big on comparison, but if you look at who Grandview has played in our division, they've put up a lot of points on pretty much everybody in our division and in their division. And so that tells me how good their defense is. So we've got to be locked and ready to go. They're also leading our conference in sacks. They have 27 sacks this year. So, you know, we've got a challenge for sure today. We've got to come out and do really well in the kicking game. They're good in the return game. Probably their Achilles heel is their kicking game. They're 2-for-9 on field goals this year. And so we've got to take advantage of that. And then offensively, we've got to get – excuse me, our defense has to get to their quarterback, and we've got to shut the running game down. The running game's always been a key for them. And, you know, that's probably the side of the ball they're struggling with a little bit this year, having to replace their quarterback and their All-American running back. But, you know, they're still Baker. They're going to come out and play well. They're going to play hard. So our guys are excited for the opportunity, and it's going to be a great crowd on homecoming. Do we want to give you a special recognition, Tom, and congratulate you on going into the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. The success, the service you've provided for our school and our athletic programs has been tremendous, so we appreciate you.
Coach, you're way too kind with that, but thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Baker, you talk about their defense, number two in the conference right now. I mean, you got to really appreciate just what they bring, because let's be honest, the defense is kind of compensating for that freshman quarterback and that freshman running back a little.
Yeah, they've done a great job. You know, you look at every game, they're in every game. You know, four of their five losses have been by less than a touchdown, and I think the big thing that I see is, you know, if they can get some confidence going in their offense, they could be a dangerous team. So we've got to come out and get off to a fast start and not let them get their confidence on offense. And then we've just got to do our 111th on offense on our end. Protect the football. Throw on time. That's the one thing I see a lot of teams do not do versus these guys, is throw on time, because there are passing windows there. But we've got to throw on time and hit them.
How'd the week of prep go for these guys?
It was a good week. You know, there's a lot of distraction with homecoming, but I told our guys all week that our job is to win on Saturday. So it's been a fun week. We're ready to go.
Coach, we appreciate it very much, man. Best of luck with Baker here today.
Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7 FM. The Amberwell Health pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5,
Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest fall blizzard treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
As we get set for kickoff this afternoon of homecoming 2022, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Got two of them this afternoon. Number one, turn them over. Baker tends to turn the football over. Their quarterback, 5 interceptions already this season. The Raven defense, one of the best in the country. 15 interceptions, 11 fumble recoveries. Take the ball away from the Wildcats this afternoon. The other big thing that Benedictine needs to do is get out to an early lead. Baker is a team who likes to run the football. They like to run the clock. They've got a running back that went for 90 yards last week on 30 carries. So again, if you can get out to an early lead, you force the freshman quarterback to throw the ball a little more, and that leads right into your interceptions. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Do you get frequent heartburn? It may not be just heartburn. An estimated 1 in 5 American adults suffers from GERD, a serious condition that, if left untreated, can become a lifelong disease and lead to more serious health conditions like Barrett's esophagus or esophageal cancer. Dr. Roderick Warren is one of the leading surgeons in the country to perform TIP, a minimally invasive surgical procedure that fixes the cause of GERD. Dr. Warren offers surgery at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, as well as clinic visits at Amberwell Leavenworth Clinic. To seek relief from GERD, visit amberwellhealth.org and take their online quiz to see if TIP is right for you. Or contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where this afternoon, in the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Ravens play host to the Baker University Wildcats. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph, our producer-engineer, in the Care Sports studio. Gus Counts with me to my left. Izzy's floating around in here somewhere on his ear. Tom Counts said, it is a spectacular day. It is an SRO crowd in the parking lot, in the gym, across the street. It is homecoming 2022.
Yeah, the Baker Wildcats make their way into Atchison, and they've got one idea on their mind, right? It's not playoffs. It's not getting back in the national rankings. Those things are all out of the window. The only thing they've got on their mind is upsetting this Raven team here on homecoming 2022. The Ravens come in, ranked the number 7 team in the nation. Next week is a big week for Benedictine because with a win next week, they'll move up one more spot. 3 plays 6 next week, so you've got to go somewhere. But for Benedictine, take care of business this afternoon. You have Baker at hand. You and I, we can look forward to the next game.
Baker's won the toss, chosen for Benedictine. We'll see.
So there you have it. The Ravens are going to get the football first. And Gus, as a good football team, if you're in the place that you want to be, you want to be that team that can make everybody else's season. Okay? You want to be that team that, if they can beat you, that's the best thing that's going to happen to them all year.
Yeah, do you remember a couple of years ago, Coach Moody was talking about, you know, I knew that we had had a really good season when we walked into William Penn,
and they started booing him before they had even gone to the locker room to get dressed, right? Like, that is the place you want to be in. It's kind of where this Raven team is right now, Benedict, and in the driver's seat when it comes to the South Division. And I'm telling you, every game from here on out is huge. They're going to get a home game today, a home game next Saturday, and then they'll be on the road at the ODAC for the final game of the regular season.
Now, here's the thing. We talk about Benedict and Baker, but for the Ravens, and it's been a tough road against the Wildcats. Ravens have lost three in a row. They're, what, 2-8 maybe in the last 10? Baker has had a kind of a throttle hold on this series in the last handful of years.
Ravens are in an interesting formation, right? They're going to send Buteau back. And they're kind of hiding, Jay Sean, behind Reed Levi as the up guy.
You can hide a lot of people behind Reed Levi. He's a big cat out there. Well, we're set to go. College football this afternoon here on Care Radio. Seth Simpson ready to put the ball underway. And there he goes. It's end over end, and Buteau will field it. He's taking it at the 5-yard line. Austin will go up the numbers on the left side. A little lead block to the 25, 30. There goes Buteau to the 40. Got to beat the kicker at the 50. Buteau down the left side at the 35. Finally tackled at the 30-yard line. How about that Raven kick return, and what great field position to start the day.
Logan Diekman, the freshman tight end out of Houlton, Kansas, saved a touchdown right there. Austin Buteau with a spectacular return for the Ravens. Austin, averaging 26 yards a kick return this season.
You'd think Austin Buteau, you don't necessarily put him in that high-speed category. You know, we know he's shifty, we know he's a great runner, we know he's elusive, but that time he just kicked on the jets, went down the left side. First and 10, Benedict, then here comes the Raven offense at the 31. Back to throw. Garrett Kettle goes right, has a man open, taken by Jay Sean. He's down to the 10.
What a job by Jay Sean Todd, running a little post route over the middle. Deshaun Lewis, the sophomore out of Lawrence High, makes the stop. Deshaun Lewis is a name we're going to talk about a lot. He's one of those ball hawks in the secondary for Baker, coming into the ballgame, a couple interceptions already this season. Ravens making a lot of substitutions on this play. Colin Payne, Ethan Perrott into the ballgame.
And they're both going to go wide to the left side. They're going to step out. LeBron Jackson, a step or two to the right. Single running back in the backfield for quarterback Garrett Kettle. Wraparound handoff into the 10 and powering his way. Rayshon Mills will carry it to the 7-yard line. A tough three into the right side.
That time for Baker coming up to make the stop. You've got number 26 is going to be Jaleel Lafitte. Had an interception against the Ravens last year.
Now, Benedicton is not just good in the red zone, guys. They are fantastic in the red zone. 91%, 31 of 34 in the red zone this season. Going to pick up a second down, 7. Ravens will move a man very, very wide to the left side. Kettle will keep it himself. Cut to the middle. Loses the ball. It's on the ground. It's rolling around. Kettle coughs it up. And who's gotten it? Benedicton saves it back.
Garrett Kettle stumbling around, able to dive back onto the football. And that was just a good play that he was able to get it back. What a job right there for the Ravens. And now a whole bunch of substitutions you're going to see. Back into the ballgame, Jacob Gathright, Austin Buteau, and the Ravens are looking at a third and inches right here. They can pick up a first down by getting inside the one.
I think I'm spying Zimmerman out there. Now the Ravens are going to make more substitutions. As back into the game is going to come LeBron Jackson.
Garrett's going to burn it.
Timeout.
We're going to take a quick timeout here. Ravens taking a break. 13:05 to go. We're in the opening quarter. Benedict and threatening, and we are scoreless.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
TK, this is TJ from the 954, checking in on your big day. Congrats on being inducted into Raven Hall of Fame. Much deserved for your 4 decades behind the mic. Thanks for our friendship over that span of time. I'm proud to say I was there in the beginning of your broadcast journey. Those were special times. You still got the pipes, and the game time energy enthusiasm levels remain high during each and every game on the air. You never go through the motions. You and Gus make a great team. Wishing you many more years ahead as the voice of the Ravens.
Well, that was a fantastic right there. Thank you very much, Tom Judge. And as we come back, Benedictine, Gus comes out of the timeout and punches it in with a Rayshon Mills 2-yard run. PAT by Harry Balky's good, and Benedictine with 13-1 to go. Yeah, 13-1 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine takes that 7-0 lead. Beautiful afternoon here in Atchison. 56 degrees here at the end of October. 2 miles an hour breeze. That's nothing. High pressure out there, so you know, all of you meteorological fans are going to know that it's got just crystally beautiful skies. It is a clear day. And Raven fans are very excited as they've taken the opening kickoff of the ballgame and taken it downfield, leading 7-0 on their first touch.
How big was that kickoff return by Austin Buteau to start this thing?
We may never know. You know, I mean, as you analyze this thing, it was huge to get them that early lead. Now we'll see how the Ravens do with it as Cullen Bruner getting set to put a toe to it with the duo of Tanner Cobb and Rayshon Houston back at their own 5-yard line. This kick angling to the left side. It's going to be caught, taken at the 10. Angling up the right side just outside the hash marks of the 20 and shoved out of bounds into the Wildcat bench around the 22-yard line. And Baker will begin his first possession of the afternoon. First and 10 at its own 22-yard line. Guys, I really didn't think he was going to field that thing. I thought it was going to get out of bounds. And for BC, how about Blake Dapkus? He's one of the guys that is grown to get more time, especially on these kick coverage teams.
Yeah, he's a guy who, coming into the season, we were really only seeing him on some of the kick coverage units, but now we're starting to see him make his way onto the defense, appears in the two deep this week, right behind Joel Mavis.
Talking about right behind, how about this? Out of a traditional I formation, quarterback Sam Hegeman will hand off. It's a straight-ahead run and a nice carry, picking up about 7 yards, is running back Cole Fisher. He's like the veteran. I mean, he is the old, old guy on this team, a team that is very laden with freshmen.
You know what else he is? He's a guy that's kind of outside of their recruiting net, right? He is a guy from a little ways away in Phoenix, Arizona. A lot of the guys we're going to talk about are very close to home for Baker.
Fisher's going to be now to the right-hand side of Hankman in the pistol formation on a second down 3. Call it their own 30-yard line for Baker. Receivers will go 2 to the left, the wide side. Handoff is going to go again to the running back. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and tackle for a loss. That's Tyler Wilson. We talked about him a lot last week. We talked about him with Coach Osborne in the pregame.
Yeah, Tyler Wilson's done a great job of that defensive end position. That time he was able to just come straight down, make the tackle. His 20th of the season, and it's going to be 5.5 tackles for loss this season.
Back inside, just inside the 30-yard line, Baker, who comes into the game today at 3-5 and 0-2. Baker's going to have a 3rd down 3 here. Big call for them early in the game, and they'll go trips wide. Hegeman with a tight end on the right side will take the snap. One step, drop, fires one. Iso pass over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. They'll run a slant into the middle of the field to Jaden Brown. But boy, our guy Jackson Hoskins right there made sure that pass was not complete. And for the Ravens, they force a 3-and-out.
Exactly how long is it going to take teams time to decide that you just can't throw at Jackson? And I really think it's turned into, well, you can't throw at Joel on the other side, so you got to throw at somebody. And right now, Hoskins is doing a great job at that right side corner.
Canyon Sanders, your punter, as Baker will be kicking it away from their own 15-yard line over to Austin Buteau. BC liable to get some decent field position out of this. The snap a little bit low, but fielded cleanly, and the kick is nice. It is high. It hangs. It turns over, and Buteau calls a fair catch and then gets hit. He didn't call a fair catch? I thought he'd thrown a hand up. He did not. Got hit. The ball dislodged, but Benedictine able to recover it at their own 25-yard line.
Yeah, so he threw a hand in the air to try to shade the sun out of his eyes, and as he fielded it, he got blasted, but Kyle Rowland, the redshirt freshman out of St. Charles, able to recover the football, and the Ravens, with their worst starting field position of the day, backed up to their own 26-yard line.
7-0 Benedictine with 11.5 to play here in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Homecoming 2022, and place is hopping here today. What a fantastic crowd and a great rivalry game. First and 10, BC. Garrett Kettle back to throw. Pass is batted and incomplete as he was looking over the middle for Austin Buteau. And Canyon Karn, we just talked about him, gets a hand on it out of Holton High School. Canyon, decent size at 6'2", 215.
Yeah, and as a true freshman last year, Canyon was a first-team all-conference. 80 tackles coming into today's game.
So off that incompletion, Ravens looking now at a second down 10. It'll still be Rayshon at the backfield. He will take the handoff, bounces left, and yeah, there's not much there.
Yeah, that time Baker did a great job attacking downhill. Will Cox, the senior out of Kissimmee, Florida, makes the tackle on the play, a gain of one. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 9 for the Raven offense. Quickly into the ball game, they're going to bring Damon Wigan, put him wide to the left side. Over here on the right, you're going to have Gathright, Buteau, and Jayshon Todd in the slot.
Jacob Gathright, how about another 100-plus yard receiving week last week? Looking for a big game from him today. 3rd down and 9, Ravens across their own 25, and Garrett with a deep drop looking. He's got a man flying downfield, looking, and now he's just going to throw it, and it is going to be incomplete at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, so the problem was he had Gathright open for a minute, but that goes back to the whole Joel Osborne in the pregame where he said throw on time, right? You got to get that pass out quickly because Gathright puts so much distance between him and the quarterback. About 3 steps later, he's out of that distance that Garrett can really throw the football.
And you see Coach Osborne down there. Garrett comes over to talk to him, and he's saying, get it out, man. Throw that thing down the field. And BC's going to be set to punt it away. Colin Bruner settles in at his own 11-yard line, and a single return man back for Baker at their 30. There's the boot. That's a nice kick. It turns over. Backpedaling, taken at the 25-yard line, and fair caught way back there. And Baker will have it 1st and 10. In their own end at the 25-yard line.
That time, instead of Cobb back for it, they had the freshman Noah Palmer out of Olathe North High School.
We're down to 10.5 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-0. Benedictine in front in Atchison, Kansas. Absolutely picturesque Chamber of Commerce postcard kind of a day. With the Abbey in the background and the autumn colors still in place. BC goes with that 4-down lineman defense. 1st and 10, Baker throwing 25. Hegman, again, will operate out of the pistol, steps forward for a minute, has a word with his line, and now retreats back. He will shift his running back, Fisher, over to his right hand, and will hand to Fisher, sweeping left. Fisher hits the hole, gets up to the 30-yard line, and picking up about 5 yards before Ravens' Gavin Spangler and Brian Barrera make the stop. Because we talk about Spangler also in the pregame show, he has been spectacular, leading the Ravens in stops this year.
Yeah, Gavin Spangler, 43 tackles coming into today's game. You talk about the numbers between the leading tacklers of both these teams. Gavin Spangler with 43 for Baker. It's Cannon Karn with 80.
At their own 30-yard line, making a 2nd down 5. And again, Hegeman is going to be back to throw. Rolls right, has a man. And is it picked off? It's knocked away, and it's going to be dropped incomplete at the 45-yard line. I fully expected the freshman quarterback to run with the ball, but he thought he had a receiver out there. Blue Kaplinger thought otherwise.
Yeah, I think that time maybe he just got a little inundated looking at that hair out there for Blue Kaplinger. And Blue, not able to come up with the interception, but he is able to force now a 3rd and long for Baker. Let's call it 3rd and 6 for the Wildcat offense.
Baker going right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter. And again, the wind is like 2 miles an hour out of the north, so it would be in their face, but it is inconsequential. The QB is going to roll right, hits his man out of the backfield, picks up a 1st down across the 35, beyond the 40 and up into the 43-yard line. Nice catch and carry. Rolling out of the backfield is Javi Bloomquist for BC. Will make the stop. Nice catch by Will Roberts.
So for Baker, they're going to pick up a first down right there. Pop that back. Are you used to being back to our new stats?
You know, regular stats? Yeah. Oh, I'm way happier with this. Aren't you? No?
No.
Second down.
We're not going to go that far.
It's better. Not perfect, but it's okay. Here we go with the first and 10. Baker moving the football on this possession. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. Again, they'll hand off. It'll just sweep to the right side. And Spangler with a tackle as they get across the 30 or the 45 to the 47-yard line, maybe even the 48 as they approach midfield.
Right now, Baker doing a great job at the line of scrimmage of being able to get good push and kind of get BC off the line quickly.
This handoff quickly on the second down play is going to be stacked up in the center. Nicely done by BC. And tell you what, we talk about the Baker front. They are inexperienced. They got to be getting better with every week, but they are essentially four sophomores and a freshman on the offensive front.
Joe Burke makes the stop on the play for the Ravens, a sophomore out of Albuquerque. Going to bring up now a third down for Baker.
Third down at midfield for the Wildcats. Third down at about 3.
This afternoon, Baker 1 of 2 on third down attempts.
They're going to go 3 again, wide to the left side, and a single man to the right. Will hand off to the running back, puts his head down, gets the first down, needed 3, give him 4, and they will advance the chains. Baker with their very best possession so far in this young ballgame.
That time Dwayne Lacy comes over and makes a stop, but not before Baker able to tack up another first down. Now the Ravens are going to go to the bench. They're going to bring Tim Glasser in. Not Joe, Tim. Tim, the 6'4", 260-pound freshman out of Olathe.
Talk about carrying that ball and picking up the first down. That was Cole Fisher, okay? And he leads the Hart South in rushing. He's got 670 yards in 8 games and 173 carries. Here's a handoff again to him, straight ahead, maybe a yard, no more than that. They'll mark him at the Raven 45-yard line.
That time for Benedictine in on the stop. I feel like we're going to the program quite a bit right now. 88, Jack Young, a junior defensive end.
Finishing the thought on Cole Fisher, not only is he getting a lot of yards, but he's getting some points second to the conference in the South Division. 48 points, 7 rushing, and 1 receiving TD this year. So the junior running back, Cole Fisher from Phoenix. Second down to the 45-yard line. Baker has moved the ball into Benedictine territory as we go inside. 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter with the Ravens in front, 7-0. Back to throw again is going to be Heckman. Looks left, throws left, and he had led his wide receiver, I thought, pretty nicely, but Chris Claiborne, guys, I think, saw the defender coming out of the corner of his eye.
Yeah, that time Claiborne running a little bubble route out there as the freshman out of Plano West High School looks up. Joel Mavis was right there looking for a big hit. It's going to fall incomplete, and now Baker looking at a third and long, 2 of 3 this afternoon on these third down attempts.
But this is the first time they've really had a third and maybe over 5, and see how they deal with that. Receivers, 2 to the wide side, 1 to the short. Long count. QB is back. Pressured. Hit from behind. Sacked at the 50-yard line by Heath Baker. Hometown guy from here in Atchison, Kansas. Heath Baker with the tackle for the loss.
Yeah, Heath Baker did a great job coming upfield, really crushing down that pocket, and then able to get the sack from behind. Heath with 3.5 sacks now this season.
So for Baker, a punt coming up.
Oh,
I wasn't
yeah.
sure that at the 50-yard line, I wasn't so sure they may not have been going to go for it right here, you know? But they will not.
Don't play the field position game.
Kenyon Sanders standing at his own 35-yard line. Wait for the snap. It is perfect. The kick is away. Not a deep kick, but a good kick. Bouncing at the 10 at the 5, and are they going to get it? They did! What a nice job by the punt coverage unit for Baker, and they are going to have Benedictine 98 yards from the end zone. That was a good time, a good punt, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 6:04 to go, opening quarter here in Atchison. It's Benedictine 7, Baker nothing.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
This is Tim Andrews from the Benedictine College class of 1988 and former junior office assistant at a local Acheson area auto repair and parts store. Tom Couts, congratulations on your well-deserved place in the Benedictine College Hall of Fame. Go Ravens!
Get back out on the field. The Ravens, Gus, leading 7-0, have a long way ahead of them as they're going to be back at their own 3-yard line. They're going to spot him down at the 3. So with the 97 yards in front, we always like to kid, there's no play in the book that you cannot call from this distance. I mean, yeah, you got plenty of room to roll in with anything.
I think we're waiting on Fox to come back.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's media timeout. We're back a little quicker than them.
It's because we're that much better than them. It's really what it's all about. Movement all over the offensive line, and BC's going to cost itself a few yards. No, but did Baker jump? I thought we had a lineman moved over there on the left side.
Defensive tackle was in the backfield pretty quickly.
We'll find out as the officiating crew comes over here
and
gets
it
settled.
We all stand up and start pointing at the other guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
False start, number 71, offense. So he was off because Jacoby Hinton drew him offside. So that penalty is going to cost you, what, about a yard and a half?
Yeah, it's halfway to the goal. It's not going to be a lot. It's a first down for BC. Here's a handoff, taking the ball to the end zone, bouncing to the outside. Little jitterbug gets all the way to the 5-yard line, carried by Rayshon Mills. He starts to cut in the middle, then he would bounce outside. They would cut up a little bit, then he would bounce out again. And he finally is able to get the ball, picking up about 5 on that thing. They're going to give it all the way out to the 6-yard line.
You got a Raven that's coming off the field a little banged up after that play, a wide receiver.
Kind of holding his right hip a little bit there. Here we go. For Benedictine, second down. Ravens at their own 6-yard line. Senior quarterback Garrett Kittle having a fantastic year 5. Motion will come to the right side. They'll settle in as a wing to the right with the wide side. And QB is going to keep it himself. They ran this earlier with limited success. This time they'll get it with great success across the 10 and the 15. And a first down for Garrett Kittle, where the pride of the Thunder makes the stop on the play. Mitchell Henry out of Nemaha, Central Kansas.
Yeah, out of Goff, Kansas. So not sure if he's a B&B guy, is he a Nemaha Valley guy, but at the end of the day, he's a Nemaha Central guy.
He's over quickly. Remember watching him play football and basketball?
Former Raven fullback, Brad Lorang.
We had all kinds of people in the parking lot asking about you when we were walking around through, too.
That's
first
terrifying.
Damn call. I was concerned. Here's a handoff left side. Trying to get to the edge of the 20. 5:30, 5:40. Foot race up the middle to the 50. Cross midfield and absolutely dazzling speed by Benedictine, and the Ravens are able to advance the football across midfield there at the Wildcat 45-yard line. Rayshon showing me wheels that I'm not sure I appreciated.
Yeah, Rayshon was what I feel like has got to be the longest run he's had in his career here, 35 yards on that carry.
Kettle back to throw, a man wide open over the middle, and it's going to be right through the hands of Reed Levi. He didn't miss that one very often.
Yeah, that ball was really high for the 6'4" tight end to try to haul down. Now we're going to see Rayshon check out of the ball game, and back in will come Derek Overstreet.
Overstreet's back in. Also coming back in is going to be LeBron Jackson. And now LeBron will come out, and back in comes Harry O'Neill. Benedictine running guys in and out nonstop. Damon Wigan comes into the game now.
Gotta talk about your halftime interview coming up here.
Yeah, we will. He's having a pre-halftime interview right now. Second down for Benedict. The second down, 10 at the Wildcat 45-yard line. Bouncing around in the backfield, and there's nowhere this time for Jay Sean. Is that back here to go? And he was wrapped up by Cannon Karn pretty quickly.
Yeah, Cannon Karn doing a great job of closing the gap quickly and bringing up now a 3rd and 11. Ravens, I feel like every time we look up, there is a slew of players checking out. Damon out for this play. Derek Overstreet back in the backfield.
Also, Jacob Gathright, ready for Jacob to open up a little bit. He has had over 100 yards 6 of 8 games this season. Incredible. QB back to throw. Kettle steps up over the middle. It's way too high and picked off. That was not well thrown. 45, 50, down the right sideline. Finally, pushed out of bounds.
Nope.
Is he not? He's
nope.
Not out of bounds. Down to the 20, and finally stopped there. Thad Metcalf at a Perilacompton High School. That'll be his second interception of the season. To Garrett Kettle threw into the left flat. The ball sailed on him and right into the face of the defender.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you remember Thad Metcalf at Perilacompton as a quarterback, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the quarterback of that team that went to state a couple times. And
couldn't get past Andale.
No. And so now for Baker, they're going to have excellent starting field position coming off for, how about this, the Ravens last week, not a single turnover today, their first one of the day.
Notice how we didn't mention that prior to this. We didn't want to have that. Quarterback is back to throw. Steps up, hit by a defender, bounces off, down, throws off balance, and it is batted away at the 5-yard line by Javi Bloomquist. Incomplete.
Yeah, Bloomquist tried to undercut that route. Had two hands on it, but couldn't quite haul it in. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 10 with 3:11 left here in the first quarter.
Javi Bloomquist still looking for his first interception of the season, but he's got one fumble recovery and 25 tackles coming into the game today. Checking out Blue Kaplinger. It looks like Zach Hill may be coming back in for BC. Second down, Baker. 2nd and 10 inside the 20. Hand off running back, slips and goes down, and he may have been tripped up a little bit by Isaac Anderson from behind.
Yeah, Isaac Anderson had done a great job of getting some push into the backfield, forced the running back to kind of bubble his route out, and then he was tripped up for a loss on the play. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 10 for the Baker Wildcats.
Baker in the traveling white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants with black helmets and orange and black lettering and trim. They're going to come out over the ball and send twins to the right side on a 3rd down 10, call it the Benedict and 19. Quarterback Hengeman is back to throw, sets up a screen. It'll be caught at the 20. But that is a superb mano-a-mano tackle for Benedict. And that was Lamont Schomburger. We talked about him in the pregame, too.
So Lamont is a guy who we talk about as being, you know, a ball hawk. He takes the ball away. He's got 4 interceptions already this season. But he's a guy who's also really good in open space and making the tackles. And now for Baker, field goals have been a struggle all season.
Yeah, Seth Simpson, he's a freshman, 1 of 5. This is going to be a 35-yard field goal effort for the left footer. It is on its way. Plenty high, plenty long, and plenty wide to the right side. That thing is not even close.
You know how I figured it out? I always look for the shadow. If they're going to get close to that upright, you can see the shadow if he makes it. There was no shadow on that one. So for Baker,
that was a really missed opportunity.
Yeah, they get the interception, they get the ball down deep into Raven territory, and then the Raven defense holds. And for Baker, that's going to be one, I think, at the end of the game, the coaching staff's going to look back at, and Jason Thorne's not going to be happy with how his team prevailed on that drive. Now, turn it over to your defense again, and I feel like Tucker Pauley's defense is putting together a good start.
Benedictine fans still on the fence about the new red uniforms they've worn in a couple of games this year. Red jerseys, red pants, black helmets with white lettering and trim. And it is a bright red. Quarterback Garrett Kettle, first thing you do is you just make a little hand up. You don't try to get everything back that you lost on that interception a moment ago and let Rayshon Mills do what he does, gain a dozen around the left edge.
That time Mitchell Henry able to make the stop on the play for Baker, but we haven't seen this from the Ravens this season, being able to run the ball as effectively on the early downs that they are today.
And they're running it against a very good defense. I mean, Baker coming into the game, we know their offense struggles, and again, they illustrated that a moment ago, although the BC defense had a lot to do with that. Their defense has been outstanding all year. 1st and 10, Ravens at their own 32. We're in the down to 1:20 to go in the half, or in the quarter. Back to throw, Garrett, and he wants a long one. He's got Gathright. Put that one on the board, Ravens fans. Touchdown, Ravens. as Gathright takes a pass from Garrett Kittle. Jaleel Lafitte, the cornerback, he was looking left, looking right, couldn't find Gathright. Gathright found the football and rambles in from 68 yards away, and Benedictine doubles their lead.
Yeah, and the big problem for Lafitte is when he turned, he was looking out over the outside shoulder, he turned back into the middle of the field, stumbled, and any time you're going to give Gathright a stumble, he's going to take advantage of it. Big play right there for the Raven offense.
And in for the PAT, Harry Balke, who last week got the cast off his hand, is still very heavily bandaged, but as a kicker, he'll be fine as it's down and it's up and it is good. We got a break here, Joseph, with a minute 13 to go. Opening quarter in Atchison. Benedictine, 14, Baker nothing.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hi, Tom. This is Ryan Moody from Raven Men's Basketball. And we've known each other for a long time, both as a player and now as a coach. And it's well-deserved and well-earned. And just wanted to say congratulations on becoming a member of the Raven Athletic Hall of Fame. Congrats, and thanks for all your support of Raven Athletics over the years. Not sure there's a guy who's seen more basketball games than Tom Couts.
Welcome back, everybody. Minute 8 to go in the first quarter. Ravens leading it by a couple of touchdowns, and Baker returns the kickoff only to the 23-yard line. First and 10. So for the Wildcats, Gus, the offense, you know, 2 of 5 throwing the football. They've got 20 total yards, and now the running back will go to the outside, bounces to the edge, and we'll pick up about 5 on that. Got hit just beyond the line of scrimmage, but able to maintain his balance enough to lunge forward. Kyle Rowland will get credit for the tackle, a redshirt freshman. But again, for the Baker offense, 2 of 6 throwing the ball, only averaging 2.5 a play, 5 yards net rushing before that carry. So again, their offense has struggled this season.
Do you feel like Baker came into this ballgame expecting that Benedictine would throw the ball quite a bit, and they haven't seen that as much and been struggling with that?
Could be a little bit of that, yeah. Here's a straight-ahead run. Not much there. Another couple yards, maybe. Third down coming up for the Wildcats.
Because I feel like here we are in game number 9 of the season. I haven't even seen Benedictine run the ball the way they have so far in this first quarter, really establishing Rayshon Mills early on.
And that is going to take us to, the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout here in Atchison, Kansas. The first quarter of Homecoming 2022 is in the book. Benedictine 14, Baker nothing.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
It's spooky season.
And they're celebrating at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. For a limited time, try the Sad Boy Pumpkin Cookie E-Juice to pumpkin spice up your October. Oh, don't forget about the Delta products, the gummies, and a variety of batteries to power your carts. In the mood for a full kit upgrade or looking for a pod device? You can get that too. If it's vaping related, Skyway Vapes has you covered. 711 Commercial in Atchison. Weekdays and Saturday, 10 to 9, 12 to 7 on Sundays.
Hi, this is Steve Torlock from the class of 1993. Congratulations to Tom Couts and Mike Reeker for their induction into the Benedictine College Hall of Fame. What a great honor, and it's well deserved.
Back with you here from Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus. We go to the second quarter with the Ravens in front of Baker, 14-0. Good to have you back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Gus Couts with me. Izzy standing in here. I don't know what she's doing exactly, keeping an eye on me, I suppose. Not a bad idea. Tom Couts and here for Baker. It's a big call. Third down and a couple long yard maybe, and they would like to keep a drive going here, maybe, trying to get something on the board. They'll hand off to their running back, and he is going to push. Boo. I don't know if he got it. How about Tyler Wilson again? Here's what Tyler does. Sometimes he comes up on the outside and hems them in, but if they cut inside, he will slide to the middle.
At that time, actually, he looped underneath. So what happened was as soon as the ball was snapped, he loops back into the middle and just crashed the center and guard. Quarterback checked the play prior to, and again, I think if you're a freshman quarterback, you probably shouldn't be checking the plays of offensive coordinator Bennett White. He's going to bring up a fourth down, and the Ravens back to receive a punt, and that's Jay Sean back there to return this kick.
On third and one, it becomes fourth and two. If you're the OC, aren't you telling that freshman quarterback, don't shake me off. It's like a pitcher telling the catcher, quit that. Here's a nice punt, and Ravens are going to fair catch it at their own 30-yard line. Jay Sean Todd. First and 10 for the Benedictine offense, and the Ravens with a couple of scoring possessions. One, a very long scoring play. One, a very short scoring play. But BC rolling up a little bit of yardage already today. So, for Benedictine, 76 rushing yards, 88 passing yards. It's not a bad start. 164 yards today. Here's a sweep to the right side, trying to get to the edge, bouncing out the outside, bouncing to the outside, and finally, Rayshon is going to find somehow, and I don't know how he got about 5 yards out of that mess.
Yeah, that time as he worked on the line, he found some spots, and he said, well, that's not for me, so he kind of bounces back, and they got a real nice block out of Reed Levi right there, and that's what really, in essence, allowed him to turn the corner, pick up some good yardage. It's going to bring up now second and, let's call it five for Benedictine.
Okay, I've got a math problem for you here as soon as we get after
it. These guys are way better at math than I am.
They're
but
good.
Yes, let's figure it out.
They're good. Here's a handoff sweeping this time to the left side to the 35-40. First down across the 45. We got late markers over here. All right. So Baker has run 18 plays. Benedictine has run 16.
21 offense. 10 yards to spot the foul. Replay the depth.
So Buteau gets caught with a little hole there. Baker's had 18 plays. Benedictine has 16. Baker has 28 total yards. The Ravens have 170.
Doesn't make sense.
The math is, the math is not good. Baker averaging 1.6 a play. Ravens averaging almost 11 a play.
And a lot of that's going to be skewed, right, by Jacob's 60-yard touchdown.
68-yard play will help.
And what, Rayshon's 39-yard run. Those two plays alone will make a big difference.
That penalty by Benedictine for the hold is going to move the football back to their own 32-yard line. We're with 13:09 to play in the opening half and leading 14-0. Ravens are at a second down. Now the snap is back. Quarterback's going to go pick it up. Kettle will throw it downfield, and it's going to go into the sideline. And
there are markers all over the field after that one.
I thought that the defense maybe was offside at the line of scrimmage to start things.
I guess we could probably leave that one high, right?
Probably.
I mean, it's not going to affect
you know,
yeah,
to the middle somewhere. It's great to look out across the crowd and you see so many alumni who have come from all points to come to the game today. Are we going to get a call? I see the ball going back to where it was.
Outside, number 97, defense. 5-yard penalty, still second down.
There you go. Took them a moment to get that thing all sorted out, but here we have it. So for the Ravens, that second down, 8, becomes 2nd and 3. All right, guys? 8 minus 5 is 3? Okay. Just a little fact check going on here. Because you ever had anybody fact check you?
It's been known to happen.
Yeah, I think so.
And so now the Baker coaching staff is out on the field. They're having a word with the officials. And
are they going to fact check this 8 minus 5 is 3?
Can't figure this one out. It should be second down. So, anyway, lots of things to clear up. As the afternoon goes, we'll keep you up to speed on all the games going on around the heart of America. It was a full slate this afternoon.
I mean, you've got, of course, this game here. We've got Graceland is at Clark this afternoon. All 1 o'clock games, by the way. You've got Culver at William Penn. You got Missouri Valley at home with Central Methodist. Mid-America traveling to Evangel. And at Peru State, you'll find number 2 in the nation, Grandview.
And you know, at one point you walk away. So the officials are pointing downfield, and they're pointing back. Okay, so I think really where it becomes an issue is on the hold against Buteau.
Uh-huh.
He was 12 yards down the field, so it made 2nd and 8. Now it's 2nd and 3 because of the 5-yard penalty. I think
Correct.
They were trying to figure out why it wasn't 2nd and 10 and not 2nd and 8, because it's a spot foul.
Well, these three guys that were helping me knew that 8 minus 5 is 3. 2nd and 3. Here comes Benedict with Garrett Kittle. He's going to bring Reed Levi over to the right side. I'm waiting for Reed to get a touch of the ball. The pitch over to the right edge, pick up a first down, and a little bit more is going to be Derek Overstreet. He'll get beyond the 40-yard line. BC will advance the chains. 1st and 10, Ravens.
Ravens going to bring Ethan Perrott into the ballgame. Also, LeBron Jackson coming out for this play is going to be Harry O'Neill.
Now, Benedict did. They're bringing a couple of players, but, you know, oddly, you don't see them, like, go in to give the play to the quarterback, because that has already been telegraphed in through another means. They just get up to the line of scrimmage, and here's Garrett Kittle on a play action. Back to throw, firing into coverage, and that should have been picked off. Two defenders collided, either of whom should have intercepted it, because that ball was nowhere close to a receiver.
Austin Hollins is the one who got the hand up on the football, and Jaleel Lafitte, the cornerback, he's upset with him because Lafitte had that thing angled up, and he was looking for a pick six. And then all of a sudden, Hollins tips it away from him at the last moment.
That is the second time we've seen Garrett miss his receiver, and I don't know if there's a route confusion or a misunderstanding out there. Here's a handoff to their running back to the 40, and Overstreet will get across the 45-yard line up to around the 46. You got Derek Overstreet out there. He's a freshman from Owosso, Oklahoma. Not a big guy, 5'8", 180 pounds, hard, hard runner with good speed.
Yeah, and we talked about it last week at Missouri Valley when he ripped off that 40-yard touchdown run. That all of a sudden, it was kind of like the light bulb went off for him, and he started to see the holes a little better and understand how the plays are supposed to develop. And I feel like he's carried that over into this ball game. That time, there was not a whole lot going on there, but then he sees that little light and was able to exploit it for a nice gain.
3rd down 5, Wigan, of course, is going to check back in to the right hand of the quarterback, and now we'll break out. Quarterback looks over the middle. It's going to be caught way short of the first down, and Jay Sean is going to be dropped immediately. Again, Ravens needing 5 through a 1-yard pass, and that's what they gained. Just
and that time you were throwing a 1-yard pass against the best tackler in the conference in Cannon Carn. That'll bring up a 4th down for the Ravens, and they'll be lining up for their 2nd punt of the afternoon.
Benedictine does a pretty good job of punting the football. Cullen Bruner, he's averages right at 39 yards, and Will Roberts is the return man. He's going to settle in at the Baker 10-yard line. 11 minutes to go in the first half. Here's the punt away. That's high, and look at it. It's going to come down around the 10, fielded at the 9, and fair caught right there. So at 10:56 to go in the opening half, Benedictine leading it 14-0. Baker's offense back on the field again, and Gusty, Baker possessions, you look up there in your little chart, not real impressive.
No, for Baker, they're 4 possessions through the game. This will be the start of their 5th one. They've had punt, punt, missed field goal, punt. So 3 punts and a missed field goal today. Not been exactly an offensive day for Baker.
No. And Baker is 2 of 6 on 3rd downs. So Benedictine, not even that good. Ravens are 1 of 4 with 3rd down efficiency so far this afternoon. Neither team being able to really put together that long, substantial drive downfield. 1st and 10 at their own 9-yard line. Running back is going to take it, run straight ahead, and BC's going to stack him up, pile him up, and I see Dwayne Lacy coming up in the middle of that mess.
Dwayne Lacy, Isaac Anderson, Heath Baker. I'm going to tell you, those three guys hit you, you're not going to be able to pick up much more. That time, a quick gain of three, it'll bring up a second and seven.
And they're not huge guys, 6'2", 265, and 6'4", 260.
Yeah, little guys out there, right?
Second down at seven. Second down, let's call this second down six for the Ravens, at the, or for Baker at their own 13. 10:20 to play in the half. For the Wildcats, if they're going to ever become a part of this game, they're going to have to put together a series here probably pretty soon. Now here's a nice run into the left side of the line as some trap blocks will open up a bit of space. And it's going to be close to the first down. And you're right, Gus. They're saying move those sticks, first and 10.
Yeah, just a quick hitter up the middle. Dwayne Lacy going to check out. Tim Glasser back in.
We've got, it sounds like a, is that like a law firm out there, Glasser and Glasser?
Well, we're only going to get one Glasser today. As Joe, I saw him walking around with a little boot on the foot in pregame.
First and 10, Baker at the 19-yard line. Ravens with a two-touchdown lead. Baker with nothing on the board yet today. Again, quarterback Sam Hageman looking around, taking plenty of time because he's got plenty of time. Fires the pass over very quickly. It is not well thrown. His receiver had to stop and turn around to make the catch, then unable to advance the ball beyond the initial reception. Will gain seven.
Yannicka Fundagalle out there in coverage. And now Baker trying to get something going on offense. They're going to speed it up a little bit.
Sometimes you just got to switch up the tempo a little. And now the quarterback is going to roll to the right side, looking, has a man up short. And I will tell you, that was a brilliant play by Spangler because he got behind who was ultimately the intended receiver, Kirby Grigsby, and he just, like, shadowed him. He knew what was happening.
Well, he saw Heath Baker release into the backfield to go after the quarterback, so now he realizes that that running back is out there in the flat by himself. So get out there. That's going to be the safety valve. Great job by the Ravens.
Third down for Baker and three. 9:20 to go in the first half now. Baker, 2 of 6 on third downs. QB rolls right, chased out of the pocket, throws short, caught first down across the 30 and to the 35-yard line, kind of backing his way forward, trying to absorb some of that impact. But it's another first and 10. Brian Barrera with the Ravens stopping. Right now what Baker's doing, they're not hitting the home run. They're not hitting the long hitter. What they're doing is like, see ya, man. I'll be in touch soon. What you're doing is seeing them take what they can get, getting the short pass out, and then hoping to add whatever they're able to. Those are pretty high percentage short passes out in the flat. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Baker's possession has been kind of time-consuming. They'll gain 5 as backing forward Kirby Grigsby.
Well, this is the kind of possession that Baker needed. Gavin Spangler makes the stop on the play. I'll turn that over to you for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Gavin Spangler makes the stop on the play, but right now Baker needed this. They need to speed things up on offense as far as getting up over the football, not allowing Benedictine to make many substitutions. But the other thing that they really needed to do is put together a long, sustained drive, and they have started to do that on this possession. This time, quarterback Sam Hageman is going to be under center. He's going to have two receivers to the left, running back straight behind him. Quarterback takes the pass, or takes the snap, flares it out into the flat, and nowhere to go for the wide receiver on that one. It was a quick flare pass to Tanner Cobb. Cobb, the number two receiver on this team, a junior out of Lawrence Free State, makes the reception. Jackson Hoskins there to stop him. Yannicka Fundagalle going to check in on this play, and they're going to replace Zach Gill. It'll bring up another third down for Baker on this afternoon. Baker, 2 of 7 on third down. So it'll bring up a 3rd and 3 for Baker. They're going to go trips to the right, tight end tucked into the left side. Off to the left hip of the quarterback is going to be the running back. He's going to take a step back, fire it off, and it's going to be knocked away. What a job by Joel Mavis, and a late flag is going to come in. That time they were looking out into the left flat for Jaden Brown, but they're going to get, I believe, the Ravens for a pass interference right here. Officials taking a lot of time looking this over. Hey, good to see you.
Well, 7-11 to go in the half, and
zero. Pass interference. Zero. Defense. Ball placed. Father foul. Automatic first down.
So I don't really like that call right there, but of course I might be a little biased as well. So, this is going to take the ball across midfield, and for Baker, this is their best possession of the afternoon. It's going to be first and 10 at the Benedictine 47-yard line.
So, Joel gets kind of a rough deal on that one, and the ball gets across midfield, but still, Baker's been forever on this possession, and they haven't put together that many yards yet, I don't feel like. First and 10 at the 47. Little draw play straight ahead, and that's a nice cut back inside to the 45-40, and with little momentum, leaning forward, picking up another Wildcat first down is Johnny Bloomquist. The freshman linebacker takes Kirby Grigsby to the ground at the 37-yard line, but again, another Wildcat first and 10.
Coming into the ball game, we weren't expecting to see much out of Kirby Grigsby. Two carries, 25 yards on the season. Well, Rashawn Houston gets injured during the week and doesn't appear on our second two deep, and that's why we're seeing a heavy dose of Grigsby this afternoon.
From the I formation, the handoff to the tailback. He'll bounce to the outside, get to the edge, turning it upfield, and kicks it down to the 30-yard line. And here's penalty markers, one from the back and one from the front.
Yeah, that time as we got outside the line, or we got outside of the tackle box to try to turn the corner. Wide receiver just pushed a Raven in the back, and I believe that's the penalty we're going to have somewhere around the 35, backing this thing up to the 45.
Crystal, I think right now just kind of sizing up where this penalty is going to be assessed from and where it will be assessed to. And right now for BC, maybe a couple of penalties is going to help matters a little bit against Baker because Wildcats are moving it.
During the round, illegal block in the back, number 17, offense, 10 yards from the spot of the foul, replay the down.
So there you have it, 6.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a 14-0 lead, and Baker will. Boy, it's almost hard to overcome them penalties like these on a nice drive like this, because you're using third down pretty much every time. You're not picking up big yardage, but you're getting enough. But now a penalty, and you're first in, what, 18, 19?
Yeah, and the advantage is at least it was on first down, right? When these come a little later, that's when they're real drive killers.
Hegeman will have three receivers to the right side. It's the wide side of the field, but he's going to wrap around a handoff, and he will cut to the left, the short side. There's a yard.
Yeah, nothing doing right there. The Ravens did a great job. First guy in there, Isaac Anderson. Also, over there, Heath Baker. Now we're going to see Dwayne Lacy back in.
For that play to work, you have to trick somebody, right? I mean, you got to get one of those linemen to bite and to leave their assignment.
Yeah, and the problem is the Ravens don't really look into the backfield, right? They just sit there and kind of hold ground up front, and if the ball carrier comes near them, they're going to make a play. So it's tougher to trick this Raven front because they're not looking into the backfield cheating.
Second down, we're calling 15 for Baker. 5:45 to go in the half. Wildcats again are going to go five wide this time. Trips left, two to the right, the wide side. Back to throw, quarterback steps up in the pocket, he is going to run. Got lots of room, 40, 35, 30, picks up the first down, and Hegeman making a good decision that time, the freshman picking up the yards he needed.
Yeah, it was a smart play right there. He looked down the field, didn't have anybody open, so he tucked the ball and realized that with the Ravens in man coverage, those defensive backs had their back to the quarterback, so... With 5.5 left here in the first half, Baker taking a lot of time off the clock with this drive. But this is Baker's first drive or first possession of the second quarter.
Remember our trip to Baldwin City last year, and Baker was able to prevail. An exciting win for them, 28-23.
Trying to forget every time I go to Baldwin City.
Yeah. There's not a lot usually that goes, you know, that memorable. Handoff, sweeping to the left side. Again, a nice seal block, and the running back will take it inside the 20. And for Baker, it's still that 3, 4, 5 yards at a carry. Lamont Schomburger with another stop, but again, not until a gain of half a dozen leaves the second and 4.
Remember that? Remember back to the start of this game that Baker won the toss and deferred to the second half, and now we're starting to see Baker take a lot of time off the clock. There's only 4.5 minutes left in the first half, and if you're Baker, you want to try to punch this thing in with as little time as you can on the clock.
It is second down.
Yeah, we'll get there. It'll happen.
Yeah. QB, again, straight ahead with a run, cutting, turning sideways, and just kind of knifing his way to the 15-yard line and picking up another Wildcat first and 10. Gus Cole Fisher, Zach Gill. We'll bring him down. And for Baker, what they're really trying to do here, and they're doing a good job, you're using some clock, you're taking away some time, And if you can get this into the end zone, go to the locker room down a score, you're in a pretty good spot.
Go down a score and getting the ball to start the second half. And really right now for them, the biggest thing is keeping the ball away from this Raven offense.
Best defense is a good offense, right?
Yeah.
That's what Baker's doing right here. Now they've got everybody in tight. And again, the draw play straight ahead and putting his head down and trying to power forward. But it'll be for a very short yardage. Tyler Wilson with another stop for Benedictine on Kirby Grigsby. 3.5 to go in the half now.
Stick with us at halftime. We're going to have Ryan Moody.
Yeah, head coach of the Ravens. They had a little scrimmage the other day. We're going to talk about that, the upcoming schedule, some of the guys coming back, the many guys who will be joining the team.
I love a scrimmage where there's about a half a dozen people in the gymnasium, right? And I can tell you half of those people.
Mm-hmm. You knew it before you got there who they would be. Second down and long. The snap, the handoff to the outside, nothing outside, and turning back into the middle, Gavin Spangler makes the tackle for no gain. And here's where for Baker, it becomes very key. They're going to score a touchdown. This is a big third down seven call.
Yeah, because you can't really trust your field goal kicking unit, right? Seth Simpson in this ball game, he's already 0-1 on the season. He was 1-5 coming into the ball game. As long as 25, like, you can't put together a big possession like this and end it in a missed field goal.
Blue Kaplinger enters the lineup, and Baker, who's run twice now to the left side, may go to the right. No, the quarterback is going to throw to the right. Looking. Now pulls it back down. Now he's going to run to the 10. He's down to the 5. 3, 2, yard line, first and goal. Coverage downfield, outstanding, but Benedict and let Sam Hageman get away.
Yeah, and the Ravens taking a lot of time now trying to make substitutions. They're going to bring Zach Gill into the ballgame, also Tim Glasser, but Baker putting together a fantastic drive right here, letting the clock go down now to 2 minutes.
I've been impressed by Hageman. The freshman has made two or three really solid decisions, and I think pretty much all of them
Benedictine
included keeping the ball himself. We're going to take a quick break or keep it here?
We can keep it here.
We'll hang on to it, Joseph. Just inside 2 to go in the half.
Yeah, and I really think that a lot of things have changed since Sam Hageman changed the play and threw the interception, right? So he changes the play. They get themselves into trouble. But since that point, he has run the ball effectively, and I really think that's been the change here in this ballgame, is the quarterback being able to run the ball for Baker.
What's Caleb telling him right now?
Keep him out of the end zone. I mean, I really think that right now you're going to have to look for something funky from Baker, right? It's going to be like an end around or a double reverse type of thing, because sometimes offensive coordinators, they can be looking at first and goal from the 2, and the right answer is turn around and hand it off to the big guy into the end zone. But they're like, let me show you how smart I can be with a play design right here.
And yet, Baker does have that. Baker has run the I formation. They do, in fact, have a fullback, and he is in the game right now.
Yep, they're going to be out there with a fullback on this play, and it's going to be Andrew Colbert, a 6-foot, 230-pounder out of Tonganoxie.
There you go. Well, he's in there, and it is a standard eye. Everybody in tight. First and goal, 2 yards out. Quarterback, long count, hands off, tailback. Hit in the backfield and throw for a loss. Oh, what a play, Isaac.
Isaac Anderson quickly in the backfield. So a loss on the play will set up now second and goal from the 4.
Isaac Anderson. Ravens needed a big stop right there, and he was a big man to come up with it.
You're at a minute and a half. You probably need to.
You think? I was waiting for something to happen here. Give me one more big defensive play, and we'll figure this out. This time they're going to spread it out. They've dumped the eye. They got to the single back. 2 to the left, a wing to the right. Long count, Hageman. He's looking it over. Trying to analyze, looking into the eyes, hoping to look into the hearts of the defenders. Second and goal from 5 yards out. Hands off running back. Tries to stretch the field. Hurdles at the line of scrimmage. Thrown out of bounds. Loses another yard.
That time, Javai Bloomquist over there to turn the ball back. And it was Zach Gill able to stop the play, and another loss on the play. It will now bring up 3rd and goal from the 5. While you're down there, keep him out of the end zone here. It's going to be 3rd down and goal for Baker from the 5-yard line. We're going to take a little time here. The clock is stopped because the running back went out. 14 on the play clock as they break the huddle. They're going to have a single back. It's going to be Kirby Grigsby. quarterback, under center is Sam Hageman. He's going to turn, run the option, and he's going to be hit and thrown down by Isaac Anderson. Anderson in the backfield in such a hurry for the second time on this goal to go. He gets in there, disrupts the play. The ball is all the way back to the 9-yard line, and it will be fourth and goal for Baker. They're going to bring the kick unit out and try to salvage some points on this drive. What a job by Isaac Anderson, the big junior out of San Diego. Now, the Ravens are just going to stop the clock for a second, but keep it here because I feel like we're going to probably turn around after this field goal and send it back to Joseph. Wow. Baker put together a great drive. This is their first possession here of the second quarter. They take it all the way down here, and now they're going to have to settle for a field goal. The problem is Seth Simpson, we've already chronicled it, 1 of 5 on field goals this season. He's 0 for 1 today. He's got a long this season of 25 yards. This is going to be spotted at the 9. So this will be a season long for him. So, yeah, it'll be real delightful. So I feel like if you're Baker, you're over on the far sideline, you were looking at first and goal at the 2. Now you're looking at fourth and goal from the 9. I would have left my offense out on the field because you got nothing to lose right here. So for Baker, they are going to bring the kick unit out. Yeah, it is. It's going to be Seth Simpson to kick. The holder is going to be Kenyon Sanders. Seth Dankenbring is going to be your long snapper. Watch this. The Ravens are going to block this thing. The ball is going to be spotted down at the 17-yard line. So a 27-yard attempt for the Wildcats. The snap is back. The hold is good. The kick is up. It is good. Yep. Right through there. We're going to take a timeout. Timeout coming with 51 seconds left in the first half.
Timeout.
It's Benedictine 14. Benedictine 14. Baker 3.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
It's Emma,
Lola,
and Case.
Congratulations on being in the Hall of Fame. We love you.
Go Ravens!
As we're at Wilcox Stadium, is homecoming 2022 Benedictine. Jumped out to a 14-0 lead, but Baker finally getting themselves on the board with a 27-yard field goal off the foot of Seth Simpson. So Baker is going to be set to kick this thing away, and Benedictine going to have two guys back. It's been the same two all season. It's going to be Jayshon Todd along with Austin Buteau. Jayshon going to settle in around the 5. Buteau's somewhere up around the 15-yard line. So the Ravens will have 2 timeouts and 51 seconds if they want to do anything with this still in the first half. Simpson tees it up. The advance and the kick from the left-footed kicker. It's going to be fielded by Jayshon at the 15. He slow walks it to the 20, up to the 25, and he's going to be mowed over there. Baker quickly on the kick returner, Jayshon Todd, and for Baker, it was going to be Brett Meyer on the stop. He is a junior wide receiver and a Smith Center. So Benedictine will have this thing. They're actually going to say he crossed the 25, give him about the 26-yard line. Damon is going to be in and on the right side. feel sorry for any wide receiver or any defender over there. The Ravens are going to send Jayshon and Jacob together on the right side. Quarterback going to be in the gun, 43 seconds left. The snap is back. The quarterback looks to the right. Kettle flares it out there. It's going to be caught by Gathright. He's going to step out of bounds about the 35-yard line, a little short of the first down, but they're going to give him 8 on the gain. It'll be 37 seconds left as Gathright steps out to stop the clock. Now they're going to flip Jayshon to the left side. Quarterback takes the snap. Kettle quickly flares it over there. It's going to be caught by Reed Levi. A first down to the 40-yard line. That will stop the clock long enough for the officials to get the boxes moved. And the Ravens quickly back up over the football. 30 seconds. He's going to have trips to the right with a running back to the right. Quarterback Kettle drops back. He's going to be pressured out of the pocket. He's going to have to run up to the 45, up to the 50, and picks up another first down, stopping the clock. And now Joel Osborne out there telling his guys, clock this football. Up under center, Kettle takes it, snap, and he will spike it with 12. So 12 seconds remaining here in the first half, and the Ravens have done a good job moving this thing into Baker territory. It's going to be marked down at the 49-yard line. But if you're going to score, you're going to have to stretch the field a little bit right here. Buteau, Gathright, Todd, and Reed are your receivers. Quarterback draws back, Kettle looking down the field. He's now going to be pressured. He rolls out of the pocket with 7 seconds. He's now going to heave one to Damon Wiegand, and it's going to be a little too far down the field. We have 3.5 seconds left. So this will be your final play of the first half. That was a tough break right there for the Ravens. They had Jacob Gathright sprinting down the field, but as the quarterback, Garrett Kettle, had to roll out of the pocket, he lost the vision of Jacob, and now Baker is expecting the Ravens to throw it to Jacob Gathright. They're going to have two guys over there kind of shaded to the left side. There we go. It's going to be 3rd and 10, 3.5 seconds left in the first half. Ravens leading 14-3. Kettle takes the snap. Now he's going to roll to his left. He's going to be hit and sacked. That will do it for the first half. At the end of the first half, it's Benedictine 14, Baker 3.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hello, Tom Counts. This is Mike Sycophus. Hey, sorry you can't be there tonight. Congratulations on a great award for being a Raven voice for so many years. Had a lot of great times when I was there. Be thinking about you tonight. Have a good time. Have a cigar on me, and we'll talk to you soon. Stay in touch. Bye, bud.
There's a blast from the past, and all I can think of is the old gym, right? As we get back here to Wilcox Stadium, it's homecoming 2022. Benedictine with a 14-3 lead right now on Baker at the half. The Ravens scored on a 2-yard Rayshon Mills touchdown run to get things going. That was on their first drive of the game. Then they had a punt and interception before possession number 4, where Garrett Kettle hit Jacob Gathright on a 68-yard touchdown pass. Benedictine only possessed the ball twice in the second quarter, ended with a punt, and we went to half. For Baker, they started off, been really struggled, right? two punts, a missed field goal, then a punt, and then on their fifth possession of the game, their first possession of the second quarter, they took most of the quarter, went all the way down the field, but Isaac Anderson with a couple big stops to keep him out of the end zone and force Baker into a 27-yard field goal. Well, that gets you our score here at the half. We're going to kick it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studios. But again, your halftime score, Benedictine 14, Baker 3.
It's time for your Raven Halftime Show. Benedictine Raven football is brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
We're joined by Ryan Moody, Benedictine men's head basketball coach. Coach, football going on today, but basketball is going to be here like in a minute.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, yesterday was our 20th practice of the year, and we are excited to play somebody else, Tom. We've been beating up on each other for almost a month, and we're excited for football today against Baker, of course, but we open Wednesday at home against Haskell, and we're ready to play.
Well, we got a chance to pop up to the gym a couple of nights ago and watch you with a little scrimmage as you had Highland in town. And tell you what, you might need a program.
Yeah, that's a good comment there. A lot of new faces, Tom. We added 9 new players. We had 2 red shirts last year that didn't play, of course, but, you know, so people kind of knew them but never saw them. So essentially 11 new faces. And we've had 2 opportunities to play kind of outside competition at this point. We had an exhibition at Missouri Western about a week and a half ago, and then we had the scrimmage against Highland the other night. And we're, you know, I mean, like I guess probably every coach in America is saying right now, we're a work in progress, but gosh, I'll tell you what, I really like this group. It's been very refreshing with a lot of new guys. We've had to kind of go almost very back to the basics as a coaching staff and reteach things that maybe we haven't had to teach in 3 to 4 years with the experienced group that we've had and that graduated. And it's been great. I mean, we're just, you know, getting back to kind of who we are and really defending. This group is fast. This group is long. We're kind of trying to still figure out kind of who we are offensively. You know, the last 3 or 4 years, we relied on the 3-point. Shot a lot with Eric Cruz and Matt Austin and Chris Jackson, guys like that. Like, they could really shoot it. This group is a lot bigger and longer, and I think we can score, you know, a lot more closer to the basket, but you still have to sprinkle in that 3. So it's just been really fun. I love this group. They play super hard, and I think we can really, really defend. And then we're just kind of, you know, working out the kinks on offense, and I think there's a lot of positivity around this group. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think we're going to get better. We've gotten better almost every single day as we've gone through the fall. And I think you're going to see that through this season too. As this team plays more and more, as a group, they're going to continue to get better. Just adding experience, adding game minutes to this group is going to be really important.
When you look at it, the bunch, the thing that I immediately see is while there are new guys, you do bring back a nucleus of fellows who have great leadership ability, and you're going to be leaning on them to kind of, you know, guide the ship a little bit, particularly early in the year. And I'm talking particularly about, of course, Timmy, you know, and Tyson.
Yeah, no question, Tom. In fact, that's a great point. Yet the other day we had a film session after the Highland scrimmage, and we started it off with, you know, our toughness, our leadership, kind of our, let's just say our everything starts with those guys, you know. And it's not just Temi and Tyson. It's Hunter Schneider, fifth year guy, Joel Adize, fifth year guy, Jay Thompson, fifth year guy, you know, like those 5 guys have been in our program literally for 5 years, and whether they've got a ton of game minutes or not, they know exactly how we want to do things. They understand our culture. They know what it takes. They've seen what it takes to win. They know how hard you have to play. They know how the attention to detail that has to be there. And then they also know how you have to hold your teammates accountable and the leadership component that you're talking about. It's all gonna start. It's all gonna end with them. And I'll be, you know, completely honest. Like, they've stepped up. I'm impressed. I mean, they are really dialed in. I think they think it's their turn. And I know they know that the kind of the expectations of our program and where we're at. And it's been fun to watch, you know, I think those young guys have really followed suit too. They're kind of getting in line and doing these things. And culture wise right now, you know, and I know that's kind of a coaching cliche. Everybody throws that word around, but it is a real thing, and kind of what your team's like and what their personality is. And our culture of our team is really strong. It's in a really good place. They're loud. They're together. They're positive. They pick each other up. They challenge each other. It's been a fun month of October getting ready to play.
Before we talk about some of the guys who I was very impressed with in your scrimmage the other night, we probably need to talk about some of the unsung guys, and you mentioned maybe a couple of them. And there are, on every basketball team, guys who contribute to the success of a program and may not be on the floor or may seldom be on the floor, or guys whose names don't come trippingly to your tongue, and yet their value to these teams is beyond measure.
Oh yeah, you're right. I mean, and I think anybody that's ever been on a team, you know, understands that and knows those guys. Glue guys, right? I mean, they don't, maybe they're not in the stats, or maybe they are, but either way, there's a few guys that kind of glue your team together. And I think for us, without a doubt, the two that stand out to me, and there's probably more than this, so I feel bad, you know, leaving guys out, but the two that stand out to me are Hunter Schneider and Ahmad Lewis. Hunter Schneider is a fifth-year guy, 6'8", 250 pounds, you know, big man, and is the best teammate we've probably ever had. I mean, like, completely cheers for everybody, every play, always picking people up. He has done a great job with our young guys, because oftentimes he's kind of on that team with some of these new guys in practice and holding them accountable or picking them up and coaching them up. He's amazing, and has played, you know, I mean, if we're being honest, limited minutes, and is just a great fit for Benedictine College and our program. And the other guy, Ahmad Lewis, we brought in as a transfer from Washburn after his redshirt year there. We recruited him out of high school. He's now in his fourth year in college, third year here, and he is just like one of the most energetic, loud, constantly chirping guys that we've ever had in the program. And, you know, he'll probably start at the wing to start the year, and has earned his stripes and a chance to get out on the floor, but another guy who, like, just brings energy to the gym every day. And those are two guys that, you know, I'm sure people have seen them and know them, but they haven't, you know, necessarily been out there making plays a whole lot over the last couple of years, but they're a huge part of what we do. And I think those are great glue guys.
When we get ready to talk about some of the new faces that we're going to see, you have a lot to choose from, because I looked on the thing and I had to take off my shoes and I had to count to 18 guys suited up. Is that right?
Yeah, it's actually 19 if you add, we have Bense Duca, who's a dual football basketball guy. And so he's not necessarily at every basketball practice this time of year. He's a Hungarian resident and I guess an international student. But anyway, yeah, so we have a big roster. You know, Tom, people have asked me about that, and I'm like, my best answer is, you know, we offer scholarships to guys that we want and to guys that we think are a great fit for our program and a great fit for Benedictine College. We never really assume that all of those guys are going to say yes. You know, recruiting is competitive. Recruiting is a hard thing. There's a lot of kids have a lot of options and they're looking for things, and you know, other staffs are doing a great job and all that good stuff. But this year, you know, we found guys we liked. We made offers and they all came, and we're not going to say no. You know, I mean, we're not going to turn guys away that we think are a great fit. And so we're probably going to end up redshirting a couple guys with eight freshmen and one transfer, but we sure like them. They've added, they're just really talented and they're fast and we're bigger and we're excited about the future. We're excited about this year. So it's going to be fun.
You talk about the returning guys, and when you kind of look out on the floor, the guys who we recognize and we've been seeing out there are kind of in that, you know, play that 3-4-5. So the replacements are coming at the top of all of this. You know, your 1, 2, 3 maybe. Might talk about some of those, because I see some young guys out there at the top the other night that I was absolutely impressed with.
Yeah, you noticed right. So the point guard position, you know, that's been a – this will be my 12th year here now, Tom, which we're – man, time flies, huh?
But it gets away, Coach.
It does, right? And, you know, we had John Harris for essentially 4 years as a point guard, and then we had Jaden Bristol for essentially 5 years as a point guard. And so for – we've had a very consistent point guard position for 9 out of the last 11 years. And so our focus in recruiting this year was to find those, the next guy or guys to be that person. And I think we hit a home run. Sam Ungashek is a young man, a freshman from Blue Valley West High School in Kansas City. And he is fast. He's strong. He's athletic, understands the game, is a coach on the floor. You know, he's young. He's going to make a few mistakes, I think, in his freshman year, but man, he just gets after it, and he'll probably start for us right now, and then his backup is a young man named Messiah Stockery. We call him Doc. He's from Park Hill South High School in Kansas City, and there is not much drop off between those two guys. In fact, I don't know if there's any. They're very similar players, and so we've got, I think, the two guys that can kind of, you know, we've kind of been point guard college over the last couple of years, and I think those two guys are very dialed into what we do and are going to be great. And then at the 2 and the 3, you know, I mentioned Ahmad, he's probably going to start at the wing for us and a whole lot, but he brings just some toughness and some defensiveness. And then Braden Belt, man, I think people are really, really going to like Braden Belt. Braden's been kind of waiting his turn. He's been in our program for a couple years. Those guys using their COVID year last year kind of hurt Braden's chance to play and his development. But this is a kid who averaged almost 20 points a game for Andale High School and outside of Wichita when they won a state title a couple of years ago. And he can flat out score and knows how to play. And so, you know, coming off the bench, we've got a couple of young men. Well, first of all, I'll start with an old guy, Jake Thompson from Rockhurst High School. Jake's in his 5th year for us, has waited his turn to get a chance to play the guard spot, can really shoot it, good leader. Has really become a strong, better athlete over his 4 or 5 years and can really sit down and defend too. And then a couple of young guys that are going to come off the bench probably, you know, I think Preston Reynolds is somebody that everybody needs to kind of get to know his name. Preston attended Shawnee Mission East High School. He redshirted for us last year. Preston is a 6'5", you know, I say this, you know, kind of chiseled out of rock with his body, strong, athletic, long, fast athlete. And when he gets it going, he's really good in transition. He's really good around the rim. He's really good going and getting rebounds. He can sit down and defend all 5 positions because he's strong enough and fast enough. He gives us something we haven't had at that athletic position. And, you know, there's a few other young guys that I think will play. Bryson LaRue, Sebastian Ham, Dallas Whitney. I mean, we just love, the youth in the program. And like I said, I think it's going to kind of be a work in progress because with youth, you know, you have to learn through mistakes a little bit but man, they can really play. So we're excited.
At the end of your scrimmage the other night, you put together just a short, I'm going to call it, for lack of a better descriptive term, a little JV scrimmage, you know, also. And from that, I learned, I think, a couple of things. Number one, I learned that this team is cohesive and tight, because those guys who were not out there were thrilled with the guys on the floor. They were cheering. They were close knit. I mean, they were pulling for one another. And I see guys who are going to be, I mean, if we're talking 18, 19 guys who are going to be from 12 to 19, who could play for a lot of schools.
Yeah, that's a really good observation on your part. I mean, I think this is the deepest team we've ever had, Tom. And like I said, we're young, you know, so there's a lot of youth there, but we have a lot of talent and we have a lot of athleticism. I mean, Jack Vanderwood, he played in that scrimmage you know, he's out of Virginia, left-handed sniper. I mean, 6'4", maybe one of the best shooters I've ever coached. And that's, I mean, I've coached for a long time, Tom. We've had Thomas O'Connor. We've had Brett Fisher. I mean, we've had guys like that. And Jack, as a freshman, it is looking like those guys. You know, and he's got to learn to sit down and guard a little bit. He's got to get stronger and some other things. But, you know, like There's so much depth of talent on this team. And that's what I mean by we're probably going to have to redshirt a couple of guys, kind of space out this class, because it doesn't make any sense, you know, for these guys to duke it out for minutes and maybe burn a year by playing too many games, things like that this year. So I think we will make some decisions over the next couple of weeks. But to your point about the cohesiveness, no doubt. I mean, I actually, Tom, so our listening audience understands, you were at that scrimmage and you sent me a text the next day about that and about, you know, the cohesiveness and you saw how together they were. And I read that to the team in our film session and you're right. And that's something I think that starts in recruiting, to be honest with you. I mean, we focus on really four things, and it's high character, academically driven, talented, and then the last one's competitive toughness. And if you have those four things, you're a great fit for our program. And so we spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. And when we add those guys to the room, it makes that group better. And I think that's what we've done with this class, because, you know, our older guys are supportive of the younger guys. The younger guys are supportive of the older guys. And it's a really good culture right now. Does that mean that you're going to have a, you know, 25, 28 win season? No, but it means that you're going to be able to battle through the good and the bad together and figure out ways to solve problems and to withstand adversity. And I think that's what we're here for, right? That's why we're playing this game, is to kind of teach these young men how to do that. And we've got some great personalities and some great toughness. And like you said, the culture, the cohesiveness, the support of each other is really high. I don't think, I mean, it won't waver. I mean, this group's just too tight. And they'll battle together. And it's, I appreciate you noticing that. And I think that's 2 year, probably what is it, 40 plus years of watching basketball. You know, you've got a good eye for that stuff. And, this group's got it together.
Well, another thing that I've grown to appreciate over the years is great defense. And I was really impressed with early season defense. It took a junior college who, let's be honest, JUCOs are, they're usually kind of the run gun, have fun kind of guys who are throwing it up and getting a lot of points. You kept a really good JUCO team in the 50s.
Yeah. I will say I think our defense is ahead of where we usually are at this point. And I think that's really a direct result, or whatever the phrase is there, of just want to. I mean, these guys sit down. I was telling our staff, we were watching film the other day of practice and then a couple of these two scrimmages and kind of combining some things. And I mean, all five guys sit down in a stance. All five guys are moving at the same time. They're boxing out. They're challenging. I mean, there's a want to out of this group to kind of make it hard on you. It reminds me a lot of, you know, this goes back a ways, but like 13-14, 14-15 with Anaquay and Fisher and Harris. I mean, we those guys would sit down and just make it so hard for you to score and to do what you want. And I really think that's what this group is. I think that's probably what we're going to have to hang our hat, at least early in the season, is defensively, because we're still trying to figure some things out offensively. And what I mean by that is, you know, we lost so much score. We lost seven of our top eight scorers from the last couple of years. We lost four starters, 3,000 point scorers. And I'm that's just, I mean, those guys were great. Love them. And it's time, right? I mean, this is how college works. They can't stay forever. But where we're at is we have a ton of talent, but we just don't know our roles. You know, some guys like, how often do I shoot? You know, I mean, when do I shoot? How aggressive should I be? Because they haven't been in those kind of alpha roles in their career. And we're literally, like I told them yesterday after practice, Tom, and I know you asked about defense, but offense is on my mind. After practice, I said, guys, like, if somebody came into our practice, they would be blown away by ball movement. I mean, we move the ball side to side. We throw it inside out. Like, I mean, we're really, and then, but all of a sudden, then it's at like 8 seconds on the shot clock and we haven't gotten anything because we're not aggressive enough, you know, or even a little selfish enough for somebody to go make a play. And so I think that's where our biggest growth is going to be early in the season, is like getting each other easy shots or getting each other open looks, because we're almost so unselfish and we don't know our roles and how much to be aggressive yet. And, that's been a work in progress. I mean, you know, I say it and I hate to keep going, but we literally could play 10 today. I mean, we could start any one of 10, I think, today. And that's a really, really good thing, and it sometimes is a difficult thing for a staff to figure out how to fit those pieces together to make sure that you've got the best team offensively and defensively on the floor for that night. And we're working through that right now. It's an exciting problem for sure. It's fun.
Well, Coach, we've, I think, whetted the appetite of Raven basketball fans enough. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that here on CARE, we've got three of your games coming up in the next, 10 or 12 or 8 or 10 days, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm thankful that you guys are going to be on the call. We're at home this Wednesday, November 2nd, against Haskell Indian Nations. They're scoring. They've already had two games. They're scoring the heck out of the ball, so that'll be a challenge. They're averaging 85, I think, right now after two games. And that's Cougar Downing, a local Ashton guy, is the head coach down there. And then we followed up with the number 14 team in the country, Southwestern, out of the KCAC. They are loaded. They're a national tournament team from last year. They're experienced. They're old. It's going to be a great challenge for us at home on November. I believe that's the Saturday after that. So I think that's the 5th at 5:00. There's a football game that day. There's a men's basketball game at 5:00. And there's a girls basketball game right after us. And we're looking forward to a great day of Raven athletics on that Saturday, the 5th. And then we come back with another home game on Tuesday, the 8th, against Avila out of Kansas City, another KCAC team that's played well up to this point and is very athletic and probably has a little bit more experience than us. So, it's a gauntlet to start, no doubt, and we're excited for it. But we just need this team time to get out there and play. I mean, that's the reality of it. Like, I think our best learning, our best growth, our chance to get better is to play somebody else and to get out there in actual game minutes. And this group's going to be fun. So anybody that's a regular fan and a loyal year in and year out, you're really going to like these guys. If you haven't seen us play before, or if you haven't been in the gym a lot, I think if you wanted to get started, this is a great group to get started with and have your kids come out and watch, because we have great people in our program, and two, they're going to be really fun to watch, and they will make this place proud. Once again, learning curve up and down maybe a little bit to start, but man, as we get better, I think the sky's the limit for this team.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Men. Appreciate your time, man, and best of luck to you guys. We look forward to being with you next Wednesday already. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Can I steal like 20 extra seconds?
Yeah, of course.
Well, it would be remiss if I did not congratulate you on today. Tonight, we get into the Hall of Fame banquet at Benedictine College, and I don't know. You're gonna have to tell me how many years you've been calling Raven games, but better late than never, and that's honestly what I believe. I believe that this is a well-deserved recognition. You have been one of the you've been a friend of mine for, I think, over 30 years now. We played in the early 90s, and I tell people this story all the time, and I remember flying home from a game with you and Matt Westerhaus from Northwest Missouri State one time in your little plane a long time ago, and you've always been there. You're at every game. You're constant supporter and loyal Raven basketball fan. I know it's not just basketball, but that's the world I live in. And I am so happy for you that you are finally going into our Hall of Fame. It's a little late, but it's very well deserved. And I just think that I think the world of you and what you do for Benedictine. And I think this is awesome. I'm really happy for you.
Coach, you're too kind and too generous, and I appreciate it very much, man. Thank you a lot, and we look forward to seeing you this evening, and look forward to seeing you in the gym for an exciting season. Appreciate it.
I'm really ready for a good speech, Tom, so you better be good tonight.
We'll see how it pans out.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
See you. Thanks.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Thanks for listening to the Raven Halftime Show, brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. We now rejoin Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half action.
Hey, how are you doing? And as we get back,
It is first and 10 for Baker at the 20-yard line. Quarterback turns, hands off. It's going to be the running back right behind the fullback. Dives forward, picks up a couple. Isaac Anderson picking up where he left off in the second half. A 3-yard gain on first down. It'll bring up second and 7 for the Wildcats. Talk about Baker in the first half. Their offense a little slow at times. 9 first downs. There were 4 of 10 on third down conversions and didn't attempt a fourth down. Baker going to be from the gun this time. They're going to have a running back off to the left hip of the quarterback. Twins to the right, one to the left. Quarterback Sam Hageman, the freshman out of Marthasville, Missouri. Now he's going to check the play with 8 on the play clock, move his running back from the left hip to the right hip. 4 on the play clock, takes the snap. He'll turn, hand it off to his running back. There's nowhere to go as it was turned inside by Tyler Wilson. Isaac Anderson with another stop on the play. Coming into today's game, Isaac Anderson, 4.5 sacks and 6.5 tackles for loss. He's done nothing to hurt that number. Now, Tim Glazer will come out of the ball game. They're going to bring Dwayne Lacy back in across the front line. So your down 2 will be Isaac Anderson and Dwayne Lacy for this 3rd and 7 call. Twins will go to the right. Now they're going to motion out, trips to the right, 2 to the left. Quarterback by himself. Raven defense, seems like they know what's coming here. Quarterback drops back. He's going to step up in the pocket. He finds a man wide open at the 30. Up to the 35, spun down at the 37. Raven defense acted like they knew what was going to happen when they went into that motion, but Will Roberts comes on a drag pattern across the middle of the field, catches the ball, picks up a first down. Coming off of last week's game, Will Roberts had 6 catches for 82 yards. He is the leading receiver for Baker. We're about 2 minutes into the second half here. Baker putting together a good drive to start the second. Quarterback sends a man in motion. He'll fake the handoff, drop back. Now he'll flare it off into the right. It's the running back, Cole Fisher. Gets to the 40 and bumped out of bounds about the 41-yard line. Over there for the Ravens, it was Tyler Wilson, the senior out of San Clemente, California. Give him 4 yards on the play. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 6. Looking at 12:45 left here in the third quarter. For Baker, now into the ballgame, you're going to see Josiah Nash, a freshman. He's going to be your back. Now they're going to motion him from left to right. 2nd down and 6. Quarterback drops back, flares it out into the flat. It's going to be caught there by Tanner Cobb. He pushes forward near a 1st down, and they're going to give it to him. Tanner Cobb, the junior wide receiver out of Lawrence Free State, makes the reception on the play and will pick up another 1st down. And Baker kind of picking up where they left off at the end of the first half. A long drive and putting together a good sustained start to the second half.
And that's what they're going to need if they're going to be able to come back and come from behind in this ball game, finding themselves down earlier in the contest, 14-0, ultimately hitting a field goal just moments left in the first half to get something on the board before intermission. They're going to go back to that I formation. We've seen them use it off and on the course of the afternoon. Quarterback play action, then rolls to the right side, be it Chase Blues. Got him, and he will bring him down. What a tremendous defensive play by Blue Kaplinger for Benedictine, showing the wheels in the pursuit of the perimeter.
Yeah, Blue Kaplinger kind of plays that hybrid safety outside linebacker type, comes up, makes a stop, and the Ravens have been in that base, 4-2-5. It's more of a nickel, kind of a sub-package. But that time, great job by Blue Kaplinger getting the sack on the play. And now Baker looking at a 2nd and 14, kind of playing behind the sticks right now.
Quarterback is going to have twins to the right side and trips to the left. Nobody in the backfield. Freshman Sam Hageman will take the snap. Doesn't drop back. Fires one over the middle. Juggled and incomplete. He had the ball to Will Roberts, but Roberts just couldn't get a handle on the thing. Brian Barrera was right there to maybe distract him a little bit, but Gus, there's a pass that ought to have been caught.
Yeah, he was in a little bit of traffic right there, and Brian Barrera was close, but not really going to pose much of a threat. Going to bring up a 3rd down now for Baker, and this is a tough one for them because now Baker looking at 3rd and long, and this is where the Ravens have really teed off on teams. 15 interceptions, 11 fumble recoveries, 22 sacks coming into today's game.
Motion's going to go to the short side of the field, and quarterback Hageman takes a snap. Benfenese looking right, steps up in a pocket. He is hit. He is swamped. He is sacked back at the 30-yard line, a loss of 13.
Isaac Anderson, make it 5.5 sacks. Now, with that one right there, and he finished the first half in such a huge way, right? Baker was looking at first and goal from the two. Isaac Anderson had two TFLs, forced Baker into a long field goal right there, able to not really worry about much assignment football, just get after the quarterback. It's going to bring up a fourth and, well, they're going to bring out the punt unit. It's going to be Canyon Sanders, the freshman out of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah, he's usually a pretty good punter, averaging right at 34 yards a punt. Today, not quite so good, 29.7 a kick. Snap is back, helmet high, and the boot is away. That would be returnable, and now it's going to bounce very short. Touched by a defender, and that thing is rolling around. Did a Raven touch the ball?
Yep, it hit right off of an up back that was blocking, and that's why Jay Sean went flying up there to try to recover the football. Now, there's a break. There's a penalty marker at the 50-yard line.
Benedict and hoping for an illegal block of some sort. We'll see what shakes out here. With 10:15 to go in the opening, or in the third quarter, rather. 10:15 to go in the third. It is 14-3. Benedict and lead here in Atchison. Homecoming 2022 and a really nice crowd. But, Gus, if you're outside and if you're in the sun, it is toasty. I was just talking to one instructor who had brought down a group from Alaska to the game today.
Holding kicking team, number 43. That penalty declined. Ball was touched by the receiving team, recovered by the kicking team, first down.
So there you have it. The penalty will be against Benedictine, and Baker's going to have this thing. Outstanding field position. To finish that thought, a group from Alaska coming down, looking at some of the colleges in the area, three of them, including Benedictine, and the guy who is in charge of the group literally moved him back into the shade because they said it is so hot out here. They were struggling with the Kansas heat. It's the end of October. First and 10. Ultimately, the ball is going to be spotted down to the Raven 30-yard line. And for Baker, a golden opportunity, one that they must not squander. And quarterback Sam Hageman will have his running back, Cole Fisher, on his right hand. Tied in on the right side and a twin receiver to the left. 10:15 to go in the third quarter. Ravens up 14-3. QB is going to be checking this thing off now at the line of scrimmage. Looks first to the right, then to the left. Takes a snap, hands off, running back. Tries the A-gap on the right side. It's going to be stood up, makes probably about one. That is Brian Barrera. He has been having a great senior campaign.
Yeah, Brian Barrera is one of those transfers from the University of Mary and did a great job coming up there. As soon as the running back hit the gap, Brian Barrera was there to put him on his back. Nice job for the 5'11", 230-pound senior.
Generous spot of the ball. I thought he gained a yard or two, but they're going to give him three down to the Raven 27-yard line.
Now the Ravens are going to bring Blue Kaplinger out of the game. They're going to bring Zach Gill back in. Zach is going to kind of line up over the slot.
Hageman again with receivers to the wide side of the field on the second down and about seven call. Again, snap back, quick flare pass over to the left side and hits his receiver, Tanner Cobb, in the hands. And Tanner, I think, was looking up the field, realizing he may have had a little bit of running room. Took his eye off the ball, does not hang on, it's incomplete.
If you're Baker right here, you're now looking at a third and seven. You want to know the right call? Draw. The reason I say that, look who the Ravens just brought into the ballgame. Tyler Wilson, Heath Baker. Tyler, the big defensive end out of San Clemente, Heath Baker, the former Atchison High School product. And so you know they're going after the quarterback right now. It is third and seven now for Baker. They're kind of struggling to figure out what formation they want.
Well, they're going to have to come up with something pretty shortly as the play clock is at three. Now, quarterback's back. He is hit. He gets away. Eludes an defender. Rolling left to the 30. 25. Cranks another tackle to the 20. Dives for the first down. And the Ravens missing a great opportunity. Is there a penalty marker down? The officials walking out there like there is one.
I think he's just going out there to get the towel. Tyler Wilson got there in such a hurry. And he was able to hit the quarterback. But great job by Hageman to spin out of it, keep his balance. I think he's short. If they're going to give him that spot, he needs the 20. They're going to say he's short by a half, and so it'll be fourth and inches right now.
Crowd full of dignitaries and notable people of all sorts from all reaches.
Now, Coach Osborne out there talking with the officials, and I'm not sure what the question could be. It's going to be fourth and inches right here.
I'm actually going to bring the chains in. We see the chains come into a game, what, like twice a year anymore? Usually they just look across and say, hey, that's good enough, or not.
Okay, so the Ravens are going to bring in Jack Young, who's a defensive end out of Blue Valley Northwest. We haven't seen much out of Jack Young. But you got to think that the guy to keep an eye on for this player is going to be Isaac Anderson in the middle.
Joel is coming out of the game, and here comes Baker. They're going to bring one receiver right. Go to the I formation on this fourth and very short, just outside the Benedictine 20-yard line. The turn to the fullback. He is hit. Back and forward, and with a second effort, maybe has it, because you say no. Official on this side looks like it's enough. The official over there does
the
not.
The official on the far side came in, and he said he didn't get to the 20. And Isaac Anderson is in the middle of that thing saying there's no way he got to the 20. Raven football.
Benedictine is going to have a tremendous fourth down stand. And Baker comes away empty-handed. Later in the ballgame, you're going to look back at that if you're a Wildcat fan and say, man, had we taken the points? The problem is for Baker, taking the points is no gimme. Their kicker's already 1 out of 2 today. He's, 2 out of 6 coming into the game today on the season. So 3 points is not exactly guaranteed for this field goal unit for Baker. And the Raven defense, even put in a bad spot on the field due to a mistake on the punt return, holds strong.
How about this? At the 9:07 mark, this will be the first time the Ravens put their offense on the field in the second half.
And here goes Garrett to the 25, and he'll be up gaining about 8 up to the 28-yard line.
Ravens going to bring Damon Wigan into the ballgame. You're also going to see Jayshon, and Jayshon's going to run the offense right now. They're going to send Kettle wide to the right side.
Do you like it when they go with this Wildcat package?
Yeah, because Jayshon can throw.
He can throw. He can run. He's got the speed. He's got a guy in the backfield with him with the speed. Second down, 5. Benedictine to their own 27-yard line. 8.5 to go. Third quarter. Jayshon's back. Pumps up. Throwing deep. And overshoots quarterback Garrett Kettle across the 50-yard line.
See, that's why I like it. Because so many times you see where just the Wildcat guy is going to just run the football. But Jayshon Todd has a really decent arm. That time he was looking for Kettle. Kettle got mixed up with the cornerback over here on the near side. That's Jaleel Lafitte. And nothing doing. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 4 for the Raven offense. And they're going to pass because Damon Wigan is going to be your running back to the left.
Garrett Kettle's a good athlete. He's 6'4". He makes a great target. So as a wide receiver, not a terrible option. 3rd down, 4 for the Ravens. They got Reed at Levi, starting to the left, coming to the right. Garrett's back in trouble, throws a pass, gets it away. It's going to be fingertip caught and then falling down by Gathright after picking up about 2 yards up to the 29.
Yeah, that time Gathright worked his way across the middle. Deshaun Lewis, the free safety out of Lawrence High, comes up and makes the stop. But the Ravens with a 3 and out, as they're going to be short a couple, and we'll see into the ballgame, Cullen Bruner. So for Cullen, this will be his 3rd punt of the day.
Bruner is going to be punting it away, and it's going to be Tanner Cobb for Baker back at his own 20-yard line. So neither team in the second half really been able to generate much offense, and the Ravens, not just a guy short, they're 2 guys short on the special teams to punt.
Yeah, Spangler's out there looking for a couple, and here we go.
Snap is back. The kick is another nice one, but not as deep as some earlier in the game. Running up for the return, it's going to be caught at the 35 and tackled instantly at the 37-yard line, and Baker will begin another possession, their 3rd of the second half, with good field position across their own 35-yard line. Joel with the coverage on the play for BC. 7:40 to go, approaching the midpoint of the 3rd quarter. Ravens leading here at home, 14-3. Gus, I was down on the sidelines at halftime, trolling for a wedding invitation for next weekend, and Wichita didn't get it. I don't know. I'm talking to the wrong people, man. Talking to Trisha. Thought maybe I'd come up with one. Nothing there.
The Ravens are going to be penalized for an illegal formation, and some of that's probably because you were 2 guys short, you ran them in late. They're going to just add 5 to the end of the kick. So instead of the ball at the 36, they're going to move this thing up. Excuse me, from 37, they're going to move it up to the 42. I don't count to 5 very well.
I go one hand at a time, man. Just ease it up the field.
So for Baker, they've done a great job as the game has progressed of just utilizing the clock. They realize that they have some offensive deficiencies, so how do you mask that? By holding on to the football, running it quite a bit. And for Baker, this is going to be their 7th possession of the afternoon, their 2nd possession here of the 3rd quarter.
Single running back, double wing kind of an offense, and quarterback rolls to his right, throws to a man coming out of the backfield who slows down looking to elude a defender and ultimately picks up about 3, ushered out of bounds under the 45-yard line over there by Javi Bloomquist. Catch by Will Roberts, the pass from Hageman, and when it's done, Baker will pick up about 3 yards. It's worth 7:20 and rolling along here to go in the third quarter. Ravens leading at 14-3 in Atchison. Benedictine coming into the game today at number 7. And guess you talked about it a little bit in your projections kind of earlier in the ball game. Nothing goes wrong for BC. They would ultimately end up the season at number 6.
Yeah, because next week numbers 3 and 6 play each other. So you've got to move up somewhere, and that's the best-case scenario, I think, for the Ravens.
Second down call, and this time a little sweep to the right side. It's going to rumble all the way to the 50-yard line, picking up 5 as they angle to the outside and tackled on the numbers on the far side.
That time, Abram Phillips, the freshman out of Olathe North, came up and made the stop for the Ravens. And for Baker, they're now looking at a third down this afternoon. They're 5 of 13 on third down opportunities. Blue Kaplinger out, Zach Gill in, which is a little surprising. That means the Ravens expecting a run on this third down.
Tell you what's surprising to me is the reasonably small number of passes attempted by both of these teams today. I think that it's just phenomenal. Quarterback, a little play action, roll to the left. He's going to run with it again. He'll pick up a first down inside the 50, 45. It goes feet first. There's the penalty, 1-2. As going feet first, a defender who had pretty much committed himself goes into the quarterback, and the gain will be for the first down plus about 15 more.
Yeah, that's a freshman mistake right there, and that's a player in the pregame, I think Joel told you, is a very young freshman.
Yeah, he just had his 18th birthday last week.
Right, so the quarterback went into a slide right as he was getting there and made contact with the helmet area.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, 16, defense, 15-yard penalty, first down.
All right, give me kind of an idea why you think the Benedictine is throwing the ball so sparingly today. They are 6 of 13 passing the ball. I mean, so you're on a pace of, you know, in the low 20s of pass attempts. Typically we see double that in the course of an afternoon. Do they feel like they can run the ball? Do they have no confidence, you know, in how they can pass a matchup defensively? What's the deal?
I think they came out trying to surprise Baker. Benedictine hasn't run the ball very well all season, so they were going to try to surprise Baker. Baker expecting them to pass. Benedictine has run the ball effectively today, and it's just not something they've done, is devoted more time to the run.
Hand off to the single running back. Will bounce into the left side, taking it off tackle, and bouncing inside the 25-yard line, going all the way down to the 24, where DeKalb Illinois senior Dwayne Lacy is there for the Raven defense. But again, this is what Baker's been doing. This time it's a 4-yard gain. They're picking up 3 or 4 or 5, and the simple math is that gets you a first down.
Yeah, and you know what else they're doing? They're just milking that clock down. We're at 5:40 left here in the third quarter.
14-3, Benedictine in front here in Atchison this afternoon, and a full slate of Heart of America Athletic Conference games, all of which began at 1 o'clock today. We'll be able to maybe get you some midpoint scores here very shortly. QB's back to throw for Baker. Pass over the middle, caught. Wide open to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Baker, first and goal. And that was a little slant into the middle, and Joe Mavis with the stop on the play, but that catch by wide receiver Tanner Cobb. He is the number 2 receiver on this team, and last week only 1 catch for 6.
There's going to be one game that surprises you a little bit in the conference, and not that who's winning, it's just by the margin. How about this? In the third quarter, Grandview leads Peru State 14-3. It's a little surprising. Mid-American Evangel's about what you thought it would be. Mid-America 13, Evangel 7.
First and goal from the 10. Quarterback is back, throws at the pylon, and it is it caught? It is! Touchdown, Baker! The official took a long time as he walks over. He looks at the pylon. He looks at the receiver. He looks at the defender. I thought maybe it had gotten to the ground in front of him, and it did not. So the Wildcats are on the board, and the Benedictine lead has been trimmed to 5. PAT coming up here.
Yeah, and that time for Baker, it was their leading receiver, Will Roberts. And how about this? For Will Roberts, coming into today's game, 312 yards, their leading receiver. This is going to be his first receiving touchdown of the season.
Seth Simpson, the freshman at Elite Summit, 14 of 15 on PATs this year, has not been as good with field goals. The left-footed kicker will put it on its way, and he's gotten it. We're taking a timeout. Joseph, a break in the action here with 4:43 to go. We're in the third quarter from Atchison, where it is now Benedictine 14, Baker 10.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Kevin Kramer of the 1989 Benedictine Ravens. TK, congratulations on your induction into the Benedictine Athletic Hall of Fame. I'm sure it makes all those bus rides worth it.
Here comes the ensuing kickoff for the Wildcats, and BC's going to field this thing at the 10-yard line. Here comes Buteau, 15-20, kicks outside 30. Buteau up the sideline, just like he began the ball game, crosses the 40, up to the 45-yard line. We got a marker down back
here? No, we got a Raven. Abram Phillips has to go back and pick up his hat after that one.
Well, you always want to go back and get the hat, you know?
It's important.
It'll have a purpose before this is over. All right, here's what it boils down to for Benedictine. They have been offensively inept since the early part of the ball game today. They got those two quick touchdowns and really haven't done much to it since then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, for Benedictine, they've scored on, what, possessions 1 and 4 in the first quarter, but in the second quarter, they only saw the ball twice, and here in the third quarter, it's only their second possession. We're at the 4:36 mark, and for the Raven offense, just haven't been able to get anything going. Now the official's coming up, and I'm not really sure what the stoppage in play is now.
All right, Ravens will again. We'll have it at the 45-yard line. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. The BC lead trimmed 14-10.
They're going to have Harry O'Neill lined up as a wide receiver to the right.
Raven offense is going to have to get serious here as a handoff is going to go straight up the middle. There's Rayshon to the 45, to the 50, spinning forward, picking up 9. And that's what the Ravens are doing again early in the game. This is almost reminiscent of that first series as Mitch Henry out of Nemaha Central makes that tackle on the play. Saw Mitchell a lot in basketball as he played for the Thunder. Saw him a little bit in football as he's a great high school athlete and ultimately ended up at Baldwin. Second down and a pair. Raven offense is across midfield as we're down to 4 minutes to go in the third. Reed Levi will settle in behind the tackle on the right side. Hand off, trying to bounce into the middle, and there's nothing. Rayshon is hit. He's stopped. Might even have lost a yard. And middle linebacker Cannon Karn and another Big 7 guy. He's out of Holton High School. Comes into the middle, makes the stop. And but that time, because you see Rayshon thought that where he thought the hole was going to be, it wasn't. Starts dancing around and just never found a spot.
Yeah, you talk about Rayshon, who's the guy who moved from fullback to running back. And, again, with that transition, you would think still wants to run downhill. Instead, kind of finding himself bouncing around looking for a little bit of an avenue. Nothing there.
Third down and a pair for BC. And Rayshon's third carry and Rayshon's worst carry loses 3 more. And the Benedictine running game, as Mitchell Henry makes another stop. Raven running game, they're trying to develop it. They're trying to exercise it, but it's not there right now.
Well, and the problem is, yeah, Baker has kind of evolved a little bit. They're starting to stop that run. So in doing so, I feel like the Ravens need to stretch it out a little bit, right? When you've got a guy like Jacob Gathright, who coming into today's game was averaging about 24 yards a reception, did nothing to hurt that with his 68-yard touchdown early in the game. Now, we're going to see Benedictine out to punt. It'll be Colin Bruner to punt. And back for his long snapper will be Zach Philippi.
Will Roberts at the 10-yard line as this kick is end over end. Roberts runs up, takes it at the 15, straight ahead to the 20, dances his way to the 30-yard line.
And I'm with everybody on the Ravens sideline. I saw Will Roberts throw a hand in the air, and that's what Joel Mavis is saying is like, hey, was that not a fair catch? But the ball up to the 30-yard line, this is where Baker will start their 8th possession of the afternoon.
And as the game has gone on, and as Baker's, you know, got a little more experience against his Benedictine defense, I think their offense is getting a little more confidence. It's getting a little more success. And right now, they've been moving the football a bit. First and 10 at their own 30-yard line. 14-10. Ravens in front at 2.5 to play. Benedictine now running their 12th player on, and that is just a lack of preparation.
Before the snap, timeout. Benedictine.
So the Ravens are going to waste an additional timeout. We're going to take it. Joseph Abrek, if you'd be so kind, 2.5 to go in the third. BC, 14, BU, 10.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Greetings to my favorite pilot. Hey, Tom, this is Kelly Sycophus. Congratulations on your induction to the Hall of Fame for the Ravens. Sorry we can't make it this weekend. Really wish we could be there, and I hope you have a great time. Take care.
First play coming out of the timeout, good for only a yard, second down nine.
That was a blast from the past.
That was great. I like that. This has been kind of fun. You guys did good stuff there. Second and nine at the 31 for Baker. What Benedictine needs some kind of a big play. Now, there could be one. It's a pass over to the left flat, complete, and then a hard hit by Jackson Hoskins, and the Baker player still kind of gathering himself on the sideline here. He's probably going to be okay in about a second.
That was a play by Jackson. He had a decision to make. Do I take the ball and go back to the house, or do I let the receiver know that I'm here? Jackson took the latter, right? Jackson Hoskins, 6'1", 185-pound sophomore. And we talked about him last week at Missouri Valley. He's a guy that probably feels picked on a little bit. Everybody keeps throwing at him because they want to throw away from Joel Mavis. I get that. Joel has 3 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. Jackson right there doing a great job of coming up, hitting the receiver as soon as he gets it. And you want to take a quick one? Or you want to keep it here?
No, we're going to hang on to it here because just as I was getting ready to talk about a little bit during the course of that play unfolding, what Benedictine needs right now is something to interject a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of life, a little bit of momentum into their team. Certainly a big defensive play, like a hit like that, or even better, an interception or a takeaway of some sort, you know, we go a long way to making that happen, because right now they're doing what is extremely dangerous. And it's when you're playing a team that probably shouldn't beat you, and yet you let them hang around too long.
Yep, the longer they hang around, the little more confidence that they start to feel. Take a quick look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference today. Graceland, with a quarterback that coming into the ballgame we've not heard of, is quarterbacking them to a 23-0 lead on Clark. Corvus Stockton leads William Penn with 11:50 left in the third quarter. That game 28-14. Central Methodist. Wow. Central Methodist leads Missouri Valley 7-6. We're starting the third quarter in that one. Mid-America continues to lead Evangel, but 13-7. Grandview still up on Peru State 14-3.
Tell you the really interesting thing about the Graceland quarterbacking issue is that the starting quarterback for the first big half of the year, the head coach's son, who had originally played at Jefferson County West High School, and then there's become some kind of a little bit of a rift in there. You hear a lot of things, and you've watched him play less and less, and now suddenly the kid who transfers from a big school, a D1 school, to Graceland is no longer playing the game.
I was going to say, yeah, I haven't seen him in 3 weeks now.
No. Minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Quickly back to throw. Looking right, throwing right over the middle, broken up, nearly picked off at the 40-yard line. And again, a nice play by the Benedictine defense. And again, it's Lamont Schomburger. Lamont got tangled up a little bit earlier with a guy, maybe getting there a little soon, but he timed that one perfectly.
Yeah, Lamont's been playing better as the season progresses, and that's exactly what you'd expect from a freshman who just had his 18th birthday a couple weeks ago. And now Benedictine set up to return this punt, and never dangerous, Jay Sean Todd back to return this one.
Jay Sean, we haven't seen him in a return role today. He's going to retreat, backing up and settling in around his own 30, and then back up near the 35-yard line.
Any chance that this ball goes near Jay Sean?
Only if it's an error. It will certainly not be intentionally kicked to where he can return it, and yet it will be. Jay Sean is going to back up. He'll make a fair catch call. Backpedaling inside the 25-yard line as he was being pursued and bringing the pressure on him for Baker was Kirby Grigsby. We've seen Grigsby a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Grigsby was a guy who on the Monday 2-deep was not listed, and by the Friday or the Thursday 2-deep, he was there. Grigsby, a kid out of Tonganoxie.
So for Benedict, then an offense that has just struggled since probably, what, midpoint of the second quarter, something like that, hasn't really put up much in the way of yardage and nothing in the way of points. They're going to have the ball first and 10 to their own 25-yard line. Quarterback Garrett Kettle back to throw, fires one in traffic, and a diving attempt made by Buteau as he holds the ball out. The defender slaps it away just to say, don't do that, man.
Remember when we talked to Joel in the pregame, and he said the big thing for his offense this week was going to be get with Garrett Kettle, make sure those throws come out on time. That one was another one where it just didn't come out quick enough. He threw it a little late in a great sliding catch right there by Austin Buteau. But against Baker, with the defense they're playing two high safeties and trying to keep everything underneath. You're going to have to hit those passes on time.
Austin Buteau may have my offensive PFG. Uh-oh, is that a lateral? Pass over to the right side and cutting up the edge across the 40-yard line. Picking up ultimately some really short yardage on the play as the ball comes over the near side and gets into the hands of Rayshon Mills.
Yeah, the first guy over there who missed the tackle was Mitchell Henry. Now he kind of gets up and he's kind of working that left shoulder a little bit as he went down. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 7 for the Raven offense.
Benedict at its own 42-yard line. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. Ravens leading it by a slim 14-10 margin.
Look, Baker is really not going to let Gathright beat him. They're dropping a safety and going double coverage over here.
And they will hand over to the left side to Overstreet, and he will bounce outside. He will get only a yard. Ravens are going to be looking at a 3rd down and long. Dylan Littlejohn out of Kyleen, Texas.
You know some Little Johns from Texas?
I do. I don't know if you...
Dylan.
Kylene's are related to the Burleson.
There you go. Dylan with his 17th tackle of the season. The Ravens going to let that thing go to the 4th.
There we have it. 3 corners in the book here in Atchison, Kansas. We go to the 4th when we return. It's Benedict and 14, Baker 10.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no birdie bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hi, Tom. Jimmy Hintz here, BC football class of 1987. Congratulations on this incredible honor and long overdue recognition. I've listened to games in 5 countries and always appreciate your enthusiasm for Raven football. You truly are one of a kind.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. You know, he's already swum 12 miles, and here's a pass by BC on the first play. The 4th quarter is incomplete. Yeah, yeah, he's run 30 miles, and he swum, you know, halfway across the Potomac. And
that time, on the 3rd down play, we saw Garrett Kettle roll out of the pocket and throw it over the head of his 6'4" tight end and undershot his receiver. And I'm not sure exactly what they were trying to figure out on that play. It looked like it was probably going to be to Reed, but he pulled his hands down, didn't want to tip that ball away, and the Ravens going to bring their punt unit back out.
Pivotal possession for Baker right here. As the kick is away, it is high, very short, not going to be returnable, and it will take a sideways bounce, just perpendicular, directly out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. So for the Baker University Wildcats, it'll be really pretty good field position to begin their initial possession of the fourth quarter, and they trail Benedictine by a slim 14-10 margin. Ravens in the home red uniforms they've worn now for the second time, and Baker in the traveling white. And if you're Baker, you got to make some hay right here. You need to come downfield, and I don't think you want to settle for three and then hope to get an additional field goal late. Your kicker's been too sporadic for that. They want to come downfield. They need to score here.
Yeah, and I think if they're going to walk away from this game, they're going to look back at that possession right before half where they had a first and goal at the two, couldn't get it in, and were able to get the field goal. But for Baker, they've got to start scoring more touchdowns.
Here's Hageman, the quarterback. Will turn, play action, back to throw. Fires one to his back, coming in motion, and it's off the hands of Will Robertson. If I'm Sam Hageman, when I go to practice this week, I'm talking to my receivers because his completion numbers are not good, and a lot of it, I'm putting on the hands of the receivers.
Yeah, and that time it was Will Roberts. If you remember back a couple plays ago, Jackson Hoskins lit up Will Roberts. He took some time, came off the field. I think right there, as he was swinging out into the flat, he said, man, somebody's probably out here, and kind of short-armed that thing. So it's going to bring up now a 2nd and 10 for Baker, 14:42 left in the contest. Benedictine leading 14-10.
This time they're going to hand off on a sweep to the right side, taking it to the 30, and then he's slow walks, looking for some daylight. None appears, and a nice tackle out of bounds by Benedictine's Barrera and Spangler is going to stop running back Cole Fish for the gain of only maybe 2 yards, leaving him a 3rd and 8 here.
Brian Barrera, not to be confused with either of the Barrazas.
No.
So now it's going to bring up a 3rd down for the Ravens. You've got Tim Glasser back in there. Tim, the redshirt freshman out of Olathe, spent a year at the University of South Dakota. He's going to be the down lineman with Isaac Anderson.
Tight right, trips left. QB's back to throw. Has a moment of time. His pass is going to be caught and inches short of the 1st down. He needed the 40-yard line. He caught it at the 39. Wow, Jackson Hoskins again. You've been talking about him. They throw at Jackson because they don't want to throw it anyone else, and Jackson still makes really big tackles. That was a tough tackle, and stopped the 1st down.
And this is the right call. As much as you don't want to, Isaac Anderson has just been a menace in the middle. He caused you to have a turnover on downs on that last possession. He kept you out of the end zone. I mean, you really would like to go for it, but at this point, it's too close of a game. You got to play the field position. Jayshon is going to be back in to return, and been surprised we haven't seen Buteau now in the 2nd half as a return guy.
I like that. Did you just coin that, menace in the middle? That's good. I like that a lot. Here's the punt.
And now we're going to get a stoppage of play.
Delay of game. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still 4th down.
So we'll push it back 5 on the delay call, and we'll line that thing up again. 13-16 to go. And Benedictine leading it only by 4. And I think as all the scores come in from across the conference, and you were summarizing them a little bit ago, none of them were pretty much different than what we expected. But everybody in the conference is looking at this and saying, not what we expected.
Yeah, they probably didn't expect it to be this close this late.
And again, Raven return man at his own 29-yard line. Snap back is a good one. The boot is away. We're going to talk about that kick coverage for the Ravens in a minute as the fair catch is calling for a meet at the 31-yard line. We were talking to Coach Osborne in the pregame show.
Strong hands.
And he was saying that he was frustrated. His special teams players and coaches were frustrated because, if you recall, last Saturday on the road, Benedictine had 3 running into or roughing the kicker penalties on punts. And he felt like that in every one of those circumstances, his guy had been blocked into the punter. And so you can see this week they are absolutely not pursuing that kicker and laying back off those punts.
And those guys are taking about 5 steps and just waiting,
yep,
making sure that the punt really happens.
Here's a BC play on 1st down, and the run into the left side of the line is not going anywhere, but it's getting there in a hurry as BC just feeds it into the middle of the line. The defense is there very quickly. No gain, 2nd down 10.
Have you noticed today when the Ravens are running the football, they're running off the left side? And I'm going to tell you, when if you've got a guy like Chim Okafor, your right tackle, I would probably be running a little more right side dominant.
Well, you'd think there's got to be a reason for that. I don't know if the defense is overloading over there. It doesn't look like they are. Now here's going to be motion to the right side. Quarterback Kettle's setting up. Now he's got a little trouble. Gets flushed out of the pocket and will throw it away. Now, he's hit hard back at the 10-yard line, but there is no marker down.
Throw on time. He had Chase Sean three steps beyond his defender, and I think really it turned into, by the time he noticed him, Jay Sean was just probably a little further than his arm was going to be able to get it there. And so Kettle decides the better judgment is to kind of throw that football away. But now the Ravens are looking at a 3rd and 10.
We got Omar Jaya Black coming into the game. We haven't seen a lot out of him yet this afternoon. The 5'9 freshman speedster out of Irvine, California. He'll be very wide to the right side as the Ravens go trips right, single left. Nobody in the backfield with quarterback Garrett Kettle. 3rd down, 10, call Ravens. Kettle, three-step drop, steps up in a pocket, now throws across his body, and it is going to be incomplete. Badly thrown, way too low, reaching down and trying to capture it was Jayshon Todd, but he had no chance. It was at the shoelaces.
Josh Moore able to get pressure on the quarterback, Garrett Kettle, forced the errant throw. Talk about Josh Moore, the junior out of Riverdale, California, was first-team all-conference last year.
These two teams have either got great defenses or their offenses are really struggling today because we keep seeing three and out, three and out, three and out. Don't know when we've seen this many punts. Half a dozen punts now for Benedictine this afternoon, and here's this one. It is the shortest of the day. Not good. Bounding at the 45-yard line, and the Ravens are going to cover it up at the 46. That is not a good kick. Good for about, what, 23 yards, something like that.
Yeah, and you talk about a guy like Colin Bruner who averages close to 40 yards a punt. In that time, he didn't have to take leg off of it at all. So for Baker, great starting field position. They're going to be out to the 45-yard line, and for the Raven defense, going to be called on yet again today.
Official numbers are going to award a 24-yard punt to Colin Bruner. We're now at 12 minutes and 20 seconds to go with the ball game this afternoon. Baker, trailing by four, will go to the I formation, and again, no receivers wide out, just a wing to the right side. Quarterback Hageman will step up under center. Ravens with the 4-down lineman, and QB will roll to the left, steps up, eludes the first guy, and will be wrapped up after a 2-yard gain by Tim Glasser, the redshirt freshman.
Yeah, that's going to be a broken play, right? The quarterback, Sam Hageman, came out, and as he came from center, the running back was gone. He looked to the right, looked to the left, and then just decided to tuck the ball in, pick up what yardage he could. He was able to get by Tyler Wilson. It looked like Wilson was going to be able to stop him for a loss. But a gain of one, it'll bring up 2nd and 9. 11:50 left in the contest.
Good field position right now, too, to begin this series for Baker. They started their own 45, now up to their own 46-yard line. We're approaching that time of the game when the clock starts speeding up, speeding up. Now the snapback is going to be short, and Hageman lunges forward and is able to get on top of the ball.
So a penalty marker came in. I'm not so sure Isaac didn't touch it.
Illegal snap.
Okay.
Offense.
So it was an illegal snap because the ball came back a little funny out of the center's hand, and they're going to say he picked it up and then kind of scooted it backwards. So a 5-yard penalty, and for Baker, they're going to be looking at a 2nd and 14.
Benedictine coming into the game today, and we've talked about it sometimes, too, what some people consider maybe excess penalties. This is only the 5th penalty by Baker today. Benedictine has committed only 4 this afternoon. 4 penalties, 25 yards for the Ravens. 5 penalties, 27 yards for Baker. So it's not been a terribly riddled game. Here's the pass over the middle, caught between 3 defenders, cross the midfield, and a spectacular catch and a great carry afterward. Advance of the ball, and Baker's Darian Lewis out of Lawrence Free State, tackled by Yanika Fondalaga.
Yeah, and last year against Benedictine, you talk about Darian Lewis had 1 reception for 19 yards and a touchdown. See, guys? And so it'll be a 1st and 10 for Baker across midfield. They're going to mark this thing at the Benedictine 39-yard line.
See, a down where one of those two teams needed a big play. It was the Wildcats who got what they needed first down at the 39, as you call it. Handoff running back straight ahead. And he is tackled from behind, which ultimately allows him to pick up an extra yard or two. Heath Baker with that hit. But running back is going to be spotted all the way to the 37-yard line. Give him a couple of yards, hard-earned yards there.
Isaac Anderson going to come over, take a little bit of a breather. Joey Burke into the ballgame. We're also going to see Zach Gill back in for the Raven defense.
Benedictine is still staying with that 4-man front. Wilson and Baker, Glasser and Anderson. QB will hand off into the middle, and there the running back hits the traffic, bounces into all of those linemen who've done a great job this afternoon, and he will fight forward for 2 more. Zach Gill making another tackle. Zach, the number two tackler on this Raven defense.
So now for Baker, they're set up in a third down, and now you love it. Third and manageable right here for Baker. They're looking at about a third and six. They're going to make a substitution, take out a big tight end, bring in another wide receiver type.
Okay, we talk about what's an explosive play. So what's manageable?
Manageable? Depends on the day, right? Okay. I mean, what is manageable for William Penn and what is manageable for Grandview are two different things.
Gotcha. Well, it's a third down five here. QB's back, though. Lobs one. He's got his man caught. 20, 15, 10, down to the five-yard line. That was a beautiful little fade pattern, running it down the left side and up the hash marks, and it's going to be first and goal for the Wildcats.
That time catching the ball out there for Baker, it's going to be Tanner Cobb. Cobb, the junior out of Lawrence Free State last year against Benedictine, only one reception for 4 yards, so a better start right there. Now, Baker has been down inside the five before, and Benedictine has kept them out. Joey Burke quickly runs into the ball game. Also out there, we're going to see Garrett Biden, the freshman out of White House, Texas.
Ravens got to get one more guy off the field, and they will. It is first and goal. We're going to mark this around the three-yard line. Motion left, handoff running back, hit, bounces, drives, and leans, and shoves, and in, touchdown, Baker! Wildcats have their first lead of the game.
That time, Baker just turns, hands it off to the fullback, and he's able to rumble into the end zone. And on that carry for Baker, it is going to be Andrew Culvert, the freshman out of Tonganoxie.
Got a couple of Ravens slow to get up. One has finally come to his feet. Another is still prone down, laying along the goal line. 8:44 to go in the game, and Baker is in front. 16-14 with a PAT yet to follow it. Because this Raven offense has been largely toothless so far this afternoon. Can you believe that they have punted for nearly as many yards as they have gained offensively? They punted for 219. They have moved the ball for 231 today. We've had multiple weeks in a row coming into this afternoon of 500-yard-plus afternoons for this Raven offense, but today has not been that. Still attending to a down Benedictine player over on the far sideline, right about the point at which the touchdown had occurred for Andrew Culvert. Upcoming here on Care Radio, we're going to have high school football next Friday night, next Saturday. It's not football and basketball, but football and basketball next Saturday night. Benedictine football at home Saturday afternoon. Ravens will be playing in the NOLA Gymnasium, and then the Lady Ravens playing in the NOLA Gymnasium. So it'll be a fantastic day.
Yeah, next Saturday afternoon we're going to be back here, 1 o'clock kickoff against the Valor from Evangel. Can't really say Springfield.
It's hard to say. They play out of Nixa.
Yeah, let's just say the Valor.
So here we go, looking for the PAT. Seth Simpson, the kicker. Kenyon Sanders, punter. He's a holder. He's only missed one PAT so far this season. And again, the left-foot soccer-style kicker. Seth Dankenbring out of Green Valley, Missouri, is a long snap guy. The best job, arguably, in college football. Snap back is nice. The kick is on its way. It is a line drive that's good, and we're taking a break. Time out of the field with 8:44 to go. We're in the fourth quarter in Atchison. It is now Baker 17, Benedictine 14.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
It's spooky season,
and they're celebrating at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. For a limited time, try the Sad Boy Pumpkin Cookie E-Juice to pumpkin spice up your October. Oh, don't forget about the Delta products, the gummies, and a variety of batteries to power your carts. In the mood for a full kit upgrade or looking for a pod device? You can get that too. If it's vaping related, Skyway Vapes has you covered. 711 Commercial in Atchison. Weekdays and Saturday, 10 to 9, 12 to 7 on Sundays.
Tom, it's Jeff Ryan, your old broadcasting buddy from three decades ago. Congratulations on your induction into the Benedictine Football Hall of Fame. This is something that you richly deserve. And we are looking for many more years to come.
Where they have a single man deep, and then on the other side, a shorter return man. Kind of to counter that, Baker's play is to kick it high and short, and for the Ravens, Harry O'Neill will field it up around the 30-yard line, and BC is going to take it over there, first and 10 at their own 30. But now, for the first time in the game, the Ravens trail, and Baker has reeled off 17 unanswered points to lead here 17-14. Here comes the Raven offense, and again, with 8:43 to play in the game, that clock will start moving very, very quickly. Back to throw, Kittle. Steps up, going deep, downfield. He's got Buteau and missed him. And Garrett Kittle has struggled with the pass today, Gus.
Yeah,
simple word.
The problem is you can throw that pass to Jacob Gathright, and he'll usually hit the afterburners and catch him. And Buteau's a fast guy. You can't lead him quite that far. And that's just a misplay, right? You talk about those explosive plays that Coach Osborne talked about in the pregame. That's one of them that you're going to mark up as a missed explosive play. And I'm not even 100% sure what they are.
And I do love the play call right there. You know, early in the
be aggressive.
Early in the playing. Yeah, absolutely get aggressive. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be caught. Gathright picked up and picked off. It's a 30-25, 20-10. Down to the 5-yard line. Baker touchdown.
No, he's out at the 5.
Was he out of the 5? There you go.
Cannon Carn able to get the interception. It went off the hands of Jacob Gathright and then just kind of hung there for a second. Cannon Carn makes the interception, takes it down to the 5, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Baker there.
Garrett Kittle coming off the field. He went over to the goal line and tried to make that tackle, and he's coming up a little bit wobbly. And let's have them, I'm sure, taking a look at him to make certain that he is well. But right now,
the ball runner stopped out of bounds at the 5-yard line. The return man stepped out of bounds at the 5-yard line. First down.
Second half of this game, Gus, been entirely Baker football, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really since the first quarter. Right? Benedictin, on the first quarter, had a touchdown, a punt, an interception, and a touchdown, and they haven't scored since the first quarter.
So here come the Wildcats. It's 1st and 10, Baker. They lead it 17-14, 8:29 to go in the game. If you get a 2-possession lead with this little bit of time left, boy, oh boy, it puts you in a pretty good spot. Quarterback Hageman, running back to his right, will keep it, step right, cut in, hit, picked up, will lose a yard or two.
That time, the Ravens' Javai Bloomquist was right there to make the hit on the quarterback. They're going to say actually a loss of a yard on the play. It'll be backed up to, oh, wow, 2. So they're going to back this thing up to the 7-yard line where it will be 2nd and goal right there.
But again, the thing that I look at, one of the big things here is the clock. It's ticking along now as we're under 8 minutes to play. From here, Baker's going to add at least 3 points. And for Benedictine, that would be a huge, huge kudos if they could hold him to that. Handoff is going to go to the tailback. He'll be hit from behind. Drug down. May have gotten 1. Up to maybe down to the 6. Isaac Anderson again. As the season has worn on and when the season is over, we're going to look back and say Isaac Anderson has been a phenomenon.
Yeah, you talk about Isaac Anderson coming out of high school. Coach Osborne was telling us that he was one of the best players in San Diego, California. Well, he's proving that he is a very solid defensive piece. This is a huge play right here, not just for the Benedictine defense, but for Baker as a team.
And Baker's doing the right thing. They're taking plenty of time. The play clock is down into single digits, and they're just now coming up over the line of scrimmage. 17-14, Wildcats in front. QB is back to throw. It is 3rd and goal. Looks over the middle. He's got his man. Missed him badly. Incomplete. Baker wants a pass interference, and I'm looking all over the place. I do not see one.
That's the great job by the strong safety, Lamont Schomburger, the freshman. And now Baker going to send the kick unit out, and this is not always a given when you're talking about Seth Simpson.
No. Coming into the game today, Simpson was 1 of 5 for 3-point kicks, and today he is 1 of 2.
They missed one on that 3rd possession of the game.
Left-footed kicker. He eyes it up with that left arm. It'll be down at the 15, a 25-yarder. That equals his longest one of the season. Down and up, and he's got plenty on it. Got it. Time out of the field, 6:57 to go in the game. Baker 20, Benedictine 14.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
This is Father Dane Andrews of the Archdiocese of Omaha, class of 1993, wishing Tom Couts congratulations on his induction to the BC Hall of Fame. Go Ravens!
Slow walk to the 30, to the 40, gets to the 50-yard line. He was just walking like he was out taking a puppy for a stroll in the park. And then when he got to the 30, accelerated, but where he accelerated, there was a marker.
Oh. During the return, illegal block in the back, number 49, return team. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. First down, Benedictine.
But that's the kind of play the Ravens need. They need something explosive from somebody, and when you're looking at explosive guys, you've got a lot of them, especially on this offensive side. You've got Jayshon Todd, who is probably one of the fastest guys in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. You've got a guy like Jacob Gathright, who is top two in the country in yards per catch. Like, at some point, you need one of these guys to step up and make a big play for you. The Ravens look a little confused out there. Jacob Gathright throwing his hands out. I don't think he quite has the play call.
Ravens have been struggling passing the ball today. 7 of 19 throwing the football, because that is not a really good percentage. And here's Garrett Kettle. We'll take the snap, run straight ahead, and maybe a yard, no more than that. Lee Marshall out of Shawnee Mission East High School, a freshman. For Baker with a tackle. Ravens gain 1, 2nd and 9, and you got to get a touchdown here.
Plug that in. You're at like 5.
Oh, okay.
Which should probably get you. But, yeah, the Ravens really need a touchdown right now, especially with the way Baker has had that ball control offense today. They've been able to run a lot of clock, and for Benedictine, looking at 2nd and 9 right here.
BC will shift Reed Levi, who has not been targeted to the best of my recollection today until this play. Now the catch by Reed, 25, Reed to the 30, and he's going to be just about a yard short of the first down. That was a nice catch and move, though.
Now the officials eyeing this thing up. They're stopping the clock because you're going to give him a first down, no?
There you go. First and 10, Benedictine. But you notice they did not stop the clock. That clock has never quit. It's down to 5:48, 7:6. They have never stopped the clock.
And now you look over to the other side of the field. Tucker Pollard throwing his hands up because he was calling a different defense, expecting 3rd and 1, not 1st and 10 right here.
So for the Ravens, it is 1st and 10. They're at their own 31. Quickly wide to the right side. It's going to be Overstreet. Quarterback will keep it himself. He will put his head down, cross the 35 to the 37, picking up about 7 yards. And Gus, I have to ask you, this is the offense that we have seen from Benedictine in the opening quarter of the ball game in the first 2 or 3 series, where largely it was being carried by Garrett Kettle. What is it Benedictine sees? What is it that they are expecting Kettle to be able to do, and so far he has not done today?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Garrett Kettle, 7 carries now for 35 yards today. This isn't the offense we've seen out of the Ravens. I think right now you're just really figuring Baker's trying to take away the big passes, and so you got to run.
So Kettle will have to flare one over into the right flat. There's no blocking at all, and BC will get back to the line of scrimmage. And Jayshon may have gotten a yard, but boy, he took a beating for that yard as Dylan Gillespie, the nose tackle, saw what was happening, ran over to defend him, and puts a big hit on. 3rd and 2.
Yeah, now the Ravens are going to bring, on a 3rd down call, they're going to bring in Omar Jaya Black and Colin Payne, the freshman, and line them up wide to the right side. Gathright will be your receiver on the left.
There's one big problem in this game right now, and that's it. We're at 4:20 to go, and the clock moving, and it's just zipping along now. Benedict is going to have to score are going to have to score a touchdown. They're probably going to have to do it on this possession. Now, Garrett's in trouble, running for his life, throwing into traffic. What was that catch made across the 50? Incredible by Colin Payne. I thought that was a high-risk pass that had a huge chance of being intercepted. But Colin Payne, the 6'2 freshman, went up and brought it down across midfield.
How about this? Coming into last week, Colin Payne had 3 receptions on the season. Last week against Valley, 2 for 38 and a touchdown. Today, his first catch of the day comes on a massive third down. The Ravens now looking at a 1st and 10 across midfield into Baker territory at the 47-yard line.
3:40 to play. The clock, a huge factor now. Again, Kettle is back to throw on 1st down. Throwing left, got his man open and missed Reed Levine again. Gus, a wide-open receiver, and Kettle misses him.
Yeah, he had, it was a Harry O'Neill over there on the far side. So, it's been not the best passing day we've seen out of Garrett Kettle. Yeah, 10 of 21 today, 143 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions.
This is especially troubling because you're talking about the defending conference offensive player of the week from last week. 2nd down, 10, Benedictine at the Baker 47-yard line. Ravens are down 6. The linebackers are sneaking up, and Garrett sees that. He's going to check off now and change the play at the line. Throws over to the left side, and it's going to be caught. Gathright over the outside shoulder. What a catch by Gathright, covered by Jaleel Lafitte. It is a 1st and 10, Benedictine inside the 30.
That time, Gathright gets his head around quickly, and that was one of those plays where Joel talked about in the pregame, throw on time. Garrett threw it out there, just gave a lot of credit to Jacob Gathright, had that instinctual play of coming back, getting the foot down, and getting out of bounds.
3:10 to go in the game. 1st down. Kettle is back. Running, being chased. He's got room to go. 30, 25, and scampers out of bounds near the 20-yard line. It'll stop the clock. We're down to only 3:02.
That time, Daylon Littlejohn got into the backfield in a hurry, and great job by Garrett Kettle to understand that it was the defensive tackle. Oops, sorry about that. Thank you. That he understood it was the defensive tackle so that you can outrun that guy to the sideline. It wasn't a linebacker. Good job by Garrett on the 1st down to pick up about 5. It'll bring up 2nd and 5 for the Raven offense.
Here comes Benedictine. Trailing at 20-14, the Ravens must score a touchdown. It pretty much need to do it on this possession. 2nd down, 5 of the 22. Very long count. Play clock is at 6. And at 4, there's your snap back. Garrett will take it and make a pitch. Driving to the outside, he's going to Overstreet. He's to the 20, spins down to the 15, down to the 11-yard line. Derek Overstreet.
Now the Raven offense starting to click a little bit, starting to get some plays to come together. That time, Deshaun Lewis, the free safety, able to make the stop on the play. I've been really impressed with Derek Overstreet after last week's game. It's like the light bulb came on, and he's starting to see the field just a little differently. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Ravens now at the 12. But Benedictine is trailing 20-14.
Football, no different than any other sport, Gus. A huge component is momentum. Ravens saw that get away from them in the 2nd half, looking to get it back on this final possession, and may just have it here. 1st and 10 at the 12. Quarterback will keep it straight ahead to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line. Touchdown, Ravens. Garrett Kettle ties the game with 2:14 to play and a PAT to follow.
What a job right there by Garrett Kettle. He drops back. It was a designed quarterback run. He had 2 safeties coming up, and he said, wait, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4". I'm 210 pounds. Lowers his shoulder, takes both those safeties into the end zone with him. And now, for the chance to take the lead back, here comes Harry Bulkey.
And this is the play that they've been running Kettle for all day long. They've been letting him run, running that play, and that time it worked well. The PAT, it is up. It is good, and the Ravens are back in front. It's a slim margin, but with 2:14 to play in the game, it's Benedictine 21, Baker 20.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
This is Eric Montgomery, the former Sports Information Director for the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Tom, congratulations on a well-deserved honor in a league full of iconic voices. There are none more than yours. I hope this weekend recognizes you the way you did so many great moments in Benedictine College history. Congratulations.
Well, the Benedictine kickoff comes back only to the 16-yard line because for the kick coverage, fantastic.
Yeah, Abram Phillips down there able to stop Baker at the 16-yard line. That's where the Wildcats will be.
So, Baker, let's kind of just set the scene a little bit as they are back first down. Quarterback steps up, and he's going to have room to rumble to the 20, 5, 30, 5. Ravens aren't tackling at the 40, finding the 50, throw his shoulder, a weak effort at a tackle, inside the 40-yard line, down, or 45 down to the 44-yard line. That's a 35-yard run, and the last thing the Benedictine could afford.
Yeah, and Hageman has been an okay runner today, but he hasn't been a run-away-from-you guy, and that time he proved he could. Did a nice job getting across midfield down into Raven territory at the 44. A minute 58 left in this ball game. That was the play that Baker really needed.
For Baker, what they've got to do is not get in the end zone. They've got to get this thing, though, down probably to the 20 or inside, and they got plenty of time to do it and three timeouts with which to work. Ravens defense needs to stand firm here. First and 10 at the Benedictine 44. Hageman will shift them around.
Delay.
Time expires, and did they get a timeout?
Nope.
Yeah, the coach is running out of field.
Before the penalty.
Okay.
Timeout. Baker. They're first.
So we can hang on to it right here just a little bit. This will probably not take terribly long because, again, if you're the Wildcats, you don't need a touchdown. The pressure is pretty light for them, okay? They're not coming in expected to win in this game. You know, they don't feel the weight of the world on their shoulders. And they only have to get it down to the 20, and maybe, just maybe, if Seth Simpson is on his game, you know, they can get a little longer kick than that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Simpson's a guy who came into the ball game. We've chronicled it all afternoon. He was 1 of 5. Today, he's 2 of 3. So having one of his better afternoons as a kicker for Baker, he's a freshman. He's going to settle in. But if I'm the Wildcats and I'm head coach Jason Thorne in his fourth year, I don't want this thing to come down to a field goal, right? You're going to feel a lot better if this thing, if your offense is able to punch one into the end zone. Now, Coach Osborne talking over here with the side judge, trying to maybe get a little more clarification on something. But right now, the Raven defense is who's going to be called upon to stop this game.
So, first and 10 is what we're going to be looking at with a minute 58 to play. Ravens, back here on defense. They have come from behind to take a single-digit lead.
Here we are in game number 9 of the season. Benedictine has forced a turnover in every single game this year. Right now, Baker has not turned the ball over once today.
Quarterback Sam Hageman will wrap around the handoff and hit behind the line of scrimmage by Dwayne Lacy. Cole Fisher goes nowhere. In fact, we'll lose 2.
Yeah, and Dwayne Lacy, just a big guy, able to get in the backfield. Baker quickly up over the football. It's going to be second down, a minute 44 left in this contest.
Getting the running back to the quarterback's right, and QB is back, steps up, ball's wobbly, it's tipped, and it is juggled, and it's incomplete. Someone goes on that defensive front. Was that Dwayne again?
Yeah, Dwayne Lacy right back up on the quarterback. Him and Isaac Anderson are talking to each other, and I'm telling you, they are trouble for this Baker offensive line. It is now 3rd and 12, 95 seconds left in this contest. Benedictine holding, clinging to that one-point lead.
If there is such a thing as a 12th man, the Ravens crowd is, might just be that here this afternoon. The huge homecoming crowd here in 2022. And they are on their feet. Third down and a dozen at their Raven 46-yard line. Baker with the football. They trail by 1 and a minute and a half to play. QB back. Throwing over the middle. Broken up inside by Jackson Hoskins.
Jackson Hoskins able to get a hand on the football. Zach Gill was right there. Now, for Baker, it all comes down to this play. Fourth down.
Yep. For the Wildcats, you get a first down, and you have a chance to win. You don't get a first down, you lose a heartbreaking one-point road game. That's the long and short of it here with a minute 32 to play. And so, keeping in mind, each team with three timeouts left, that they will burn, but this is it. Fourth down and a dozen. Quarterback is back. Stepped up in the pocket. He's going to run. Pitches it forward, and it's incomplete. That might even have been an illegal forward pass, and it's incomplete. Tyler Wilson with the pressure, and the Benedictine offense is going to come out of the field.
Minute 23, and now the one thing that comes back to you, two timeouts. Baker had to burn the one timeout that is going to come back to be a big, big play.
Rolling down the field is an incomplete pass. First down, Benedictine.
Wow. Frustration on the Wildcats fans' faces over here to the left.
Hey, but give a lot of credit to people from Baldwin that showed up today.
So many.
And I say the people from Baldwin, I have a feeling it's the people more from Northeast Kansas with all these, you know, Holton, Nemaw Central, Sabatha, Donovan West type players on this Baker club.
Minute 23 to play, and the Benedictine offense huddled up around head coach Joel Osborne at the 30-yard line, and they're going to come right out over the football. And here's your senior quarterback out of Alta Loma, California, Garrett Kettle. Garrett's had some up-and-down moments in the ball game today, and the Ravens need to hang on to it. Overstreet, you don't need to try to be a hero. You don't need to try to score a touchdown. And Kettle's just going to carry it straight ahead. He'll lose a yard, and Baker will burn timeout, too. Austin Hollins,
Baker,
out of Lawrence High School, will take the timeout. And because you do the math, if Baker uses its last two timeouts with a minute 17 to go, Benedictine would probably have to punt. Right?
Yeah.
So you got, yeah, because you're going to get 25, so you're going to have 50 in your minute 17, so you're at 77. So, yeah. For Benedictine, a first half certainly ices it, but these very quick plays that are taking very little time, because again, Baker's going to take a timeout immediately at the next play.
Yeah, and for Benedictine, that one was just a straight-ahead run. I feel like this is a good opportunity, and I really like what just happened right there. If you look down on the Ravens sideline, Isaac Anderson inserted himself in the middle of that huddle, had a few words for the Raven offense. But again, I feel like, you know, a Jacob Gathright, see, look, Jayshon's going to be in the backfield. I was going to say a Jayshon end around, something to, you know, kind of get you out of the middle of the field.
We'll see what the Ravens can do. They don't want to run out of bounds. They don't want to throw an incompletion on a second down 10 call at the 46-yard line. Minute 17 to go. QB will keep it again. And again, Garrett Kittle will go straight ahead. He will pick up no yardage. It'll bring up a third down and 10, and Baker's burned
timeout.
His last timeout.
Baker, their final timeout.
So we're now at a minute 11. That play taking a half dozen seconds off the clock. So BC could take a snap here. But gosh, they're still going to come back with, you know, half a minute left if they don't pick up a first down. And the Ravens are not looking to pick up a first down.
Yeah, I'm figuring
now they're going to have to.
Yeah, I'm figuring a best case scenario, Baker's going to get 27 seconds.
Yeah, I figure around a half a minute.
Because you're going to get the 40 seconds after this play. So you're going to get this play plus the 40 plus whatever the kick is if you have to kick it.
Yeah, and again, so how do you go about getting a first down here? You don't want to throw the ball because you don't want to throw an incompletion. Running the ball, I mean, you're going to have to get a little more creative than just having Garrett push forward, which he's done on downs one and two.
Depends. You trust your offense, or you trust your defense right here? Because if you do, I don't have a problem throwing the ball to a Reed Levi on this play, right? Hit your tight end somewhere over the middle because there are no safeties over the top.
Nothing.
We're playing press coverage over here. I'm going to tell you, these guys cannot keep up with the Benedictine. There we go. I was going to say, you have two guys on three receivers.
11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage on defense. Third and 10. Levi still has not been targeted today. Quarterback's back. Throwing deep. It is Gathright, 25-20, 15. Jacob Gathright with the catch, with the carry, and sealing the Benedictine win.
And again, that shows you how much faith Coach Osborne has in his defense. You were going to throw the ball, and Jacob Gathright did what Jacob Gathright's done all season. Big plays plus 20-yard plays.
Jacob Gathright, last week, 3 catches, 109. We mentioned he's had 600-plus yard gains in the first 8 weeks. And now the Ravens are going to go to the victory formation. They will line it up, take a knee, and that's going to do it. Homecoming 2022 is a thrilling win for the Benedictine Ravens in front of a huge crowd this afternoon in Wilcox Stadium. Your final score, Benedictine 21, Baker 20.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Tom, it's Adam Taff, class of 1987. To me, you are one of the four horsemen of Benedictine football. Larry Wilcox, Charlie Gartenmeyer, Denny Murphy, and Tom Couts. I'll never forget our magical 1985 undefeated 10-0 season. We would all come back from the games and gather and just listen to you on the radio replay just so we could hear your voice. And your voice and your special way you weave through a game and bring up old stories and your special unique anecdotes makes you an absolute classic and a true Benedictine treasure. Tom, congratulations on your very well-deserved induction into the Hall of Fame. You are the best.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium, where the crowd, I guess not just the Raven crowd, but the Baker crowd. The crowd for both teams is just reluctant to leave, man. This was instant classic kind of a football game, okay? People are going to look back at this one for years and say, man, what if comes down to the final play of the game and a one-pointer?
Yeah, and if you're a Baker, you walk away from this one and you feel snake-bitten, right? You fall to 3-6. You're now 0-3 in conference play. You feel like you're starting to go down that Missouri Valley road. And, again, you thought you had foiled homecoming this afternoon. I think when you go back and you look at this game and you watch the film and you talk about the plays that were this game, you come back to probably the Colin Payne play on third down, right? He came out of nowhere, skies up, makes the reception, and Benedictine goes down, they score, and then, I'm telling you, on that third down, if Gathright doesn't make that catch, you're going to give Baker like a minute 20 with the football. Instead, you throw it, Gathright makes the catch, they're out of timeouts, Benedictine comes away with a huge win, and continue this special season, 8-1, 3-0 in the heart.
Yep, for Baker, quarterback Hagelin, 14 of 29 for 143 and a touchdown. Garrett Kittle is 12 of 24, 206, one touchdown, two interceptions. He's not quite the game that he's normally used to. Thank you. But when it's all said and done, you know what? You can look at all those numbers. You can crunch them. You can spin them around any way you want to. None of it matters. What you look at is that number that says 8-1.
Yep, 8-1. You look at that ranking of number 7 in the country. And again, that's a good win for this team. I think when you talk to Coach Osborne next week, other than the Grandview game, this is the first game this season that they've really, like, had the pressure on them, right, and had to come behind and win a game late. And so sometimes you need to have a couple of those under your belt and know how to be able to win games.
3-0 in the conference, and for the Ravens, back home again next week, the final regular season home game.
Yeah, I like how you say the final regular season home game. The Valor will come to Atchison next week, and for Missouri Valley, for Mid-America and Evangel today at last check, going into the fourth quarter, it was Mid-America leading that thing 13-7. So, again, Evangel still minor playoff hopes alive, and Benedictine looking to dash those next week.
Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here. Homecoming 2022 goes to the Ravens in thrilling fashion. Final score, Benedictine 21, Baker 20. Tim, I greet you next time. Many thanks to Joseph, our Care Radio studio engineer. And
we do a lot of extra work at him this week. Really appreciate it.
Joseph, you are the man. Gus, also, I don't even know how to thank you and whoever all was involved in getting those people together and those phone calls in. And to the people you reached out to who consented to be a part of the broadcast today, thanks to all of you. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msCnews.net. Benedictine Raven Football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.
The Hot Country Morning Show. Even Adele likes it.
I adore you. You move my soul.
Fun in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
Hit country all day.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Hot Country Morning Show from CARE 93.7.
Born out in Jacksonville.